participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rum.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Stop the rum. Can't stop the rum.
Same group of youngsters that are downtown, are they?
No, man.
No, here they are.
Oh, they brought flags. They brought flags this time. Put them away.
I got a big picture of Rob.
Yeah, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spielman!
There he is.
Who doesn't love the young blonde man out there? Come on. Hey, thank you for celebrating Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Earth Day. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Tumbling, Tumbling Dickweed and all the ships at sea. They love to take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. That's Rob. Come on, back on that ride.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Another week
of the Don and Mike Show, brand new episode on this Monday. April Double Deuce.
Right.
April Double Deuce.
Yeah.
And here's the phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., your hotline on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And in New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. There he is right there in his special cubicle.
Hi.
The boy in the bubble. There is Guy Burdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Got it?
All right.
I got it. Turn the music off in a second. I'm going to do like a Scott Shannon thing here.
Okay.
Get a facelift?
No, I'm not going to get a facelift.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you going to, like, shellac your hair back?
No. Rob, can you find me some contemporary, like promo-type music?
Like a rock and roll record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, never mind. I'll do a dry voice.
You're going to do it dry?
Wow.
Hi.
Hi.
This is famous disc jockey Don Geronimo. When my radio partner of almost 17 years went psychotic on me, I knew I needed a new jingle. So I went to Jam Productions in Dallas.
Jam.
Well, I flew in, and John pulled me up in a beat-up 1970 Olds Cutlass. That baby binged and whizzed all the way to the production studio.
Binged and whizzed.
But I came back with a really great jingle for the times when Michael Mara is acting nutty.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Wow, they're better.
Wow.
They've improved, haven't they?
Sure.
They've improved. You know, you gotta like the sound.
So if you've got a radio partner who appears to be going over the deep end, do what I did.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Jam.
Wow.
So anyway, wasted a bunch of money getting that jingle.
Hey, that's not cool. A moment too soon.
Play it a lot.
All right.
Trust me, I will.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
What?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
So anyway, the jingle's finally here.
That's oh, great. My God, man.
Strong.
Yeah.
It's good and it's strong.
It's very strong, very, very forceful.
You'll only hear it.
Like it.
You'll only hear it when it's appropriate.
When I do something psycho. Like today, it would be appropriate.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Hi there.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so thank you to the good people at Jam Productions in Dallas.
Yeah.
Great singing.
Jam.
Great jingles. Your phone call's coming up, a big action-packed show today, big week of shows. The weekend. I don't have a lot to tell you about my weekend. I had a pretty boring, pretty mundane weekend. My wife was at her mom's house.
Right.
So it was just the boy and I, and Saturday was the NFL draft.
Right. Did I hear that you were a little concerned at the length of the broadcast on Saturday? Someone approached me.
There's many things I want to tell you about this broadcast on Saturday. When I anchored the WJFK Redskins radio network coverage of the Redskins draft, the Redskins had the number 18 pick in the draft,
okay?
So we went on the air at 12 noon from FedEx Field.
I listened to you at 4 o'clock. So, I didn't know how long you were going, but I tuned in at 4 o'clock, and it sounded like you'd just gotten started.
So, no. We got there at noon with the thought they have the 18th pick. Teams have 15 minutes in between each pick.
Right.
Sometimes they take 15 minutes, sometimes they don't. We're thinking probably 3:30, the Redskins will make their pick.
That's a lot of padding.
Well, the Redskins, when it comes time for their pick at number 18, they take all 15 minutes, and then they announce that they're trading down to number 21.
So you're going to have to wait a little longer.
Which means we have to wait three more picks. We may have to wait, actually, 45 more minutes.
Now, was your broadcast designed just to set up the first round, cover the first round, and then wait for the Redskins pick to go off the air?
Yes. We figured that, being as the Redskins had the 18th pick,
right,
we'd do a 3.5-hour show.
Okay.
We had features on all the guys that were being picked by the other teams, and we could talk about the other teams, and we were at the stadium, and the stadium was open, and they had, like, dollar beer and dollar hot dogs. So people were happy. Well, the Redskins trade down to number 21, which means now this has gone from a 3.5-hour show to maybe a 4.5-hour show.
Right. Just because of their, their whim.
Now,
their whimsy.
It gets down to the 21st pick.
Uh-huh.
And now we're ready. We've been on the air for 4.5 hours.
Here we go.
They take the time. The commissioner gets up to the podium and he announces that the Washington Redskins have made a trade with the New England Patriots. The Redskins have swapped first-round picks with the Patriots. The Patriots, as you know, won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Which means they have the last pick, which means they have pick number 32.
Ah, that's another, like, 2 hours, isn't it?
We were on the air for over 6 hours
on
Saturday. And by the end of the show, I was so fried. It was like pick number 29, Pittsburgh. I was just getting on the air and they said, Pittsburgh's picking now. I don't care who they pick.
I wish everyone could have heard the joy in your voice when they finally made that. They made their last trade to 32 at like maybe 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe between 4 and 5 when I heard Larry Michaels say, "Well, Don, I've got to go and prepare for tomorrow. So long."
Yeah, and you so he bailed like, out?
Well, thanks.
Well, actually,
you sounded perky at 4.
Actually, Larry had some commitments. I mean, we have been, told, come in and do this. It'll be a 4-hour show.
Oh, my God.
As it turns out, it went went 6 hours.
Did you have Mel Kiper Jr. on the show?
No, thank God, although we had to watch him on the big screen. 6+ hours. Now, there were a couple of highlights. Do we have the tape of Spurrier?
Oh, yeah, you want that now?
Yeah, hold on. First, I got to tell you what happened when I'm at the stadium, because this you're going to love, especially with what happened to Deborah Dean. So, I'm at the stadium on Saturday morning. We're going to go on the air at noon. I'm at the stadium at 11:30. I'm walking around. I'm seeing all the locations we're going to broadcast from. And I say to Broyhill, okay, I'm going to go up to the broadcast site. I'll meet you there. Now, at this point, Larry Michael, the other guy who does the Redskins broadcast with me, he's not there yet. He's caught in traffic.
Wow.
So we are thinking that I'm going to have to start the broadcast by myself at noon.
Right.
No problem. So about 20 till noon, I go and I get an elevator, and I press the button that says broadcast level.
Ah.
The elevator chugs up, gets about, I don't know, between the second and third floor, and suddenly it stops.
Oh, no. Karma, no.
And the lights go off, and I am trapped in the elevator.
Oh, dear.
Now, I don't have a cell phone with me.
Right.
I do, however, have a lighter with me. So I turn on the butane lighter, and now what I'm looking for is
the emergency
phone.
Bell or phone or anything.
The phone. So I see it way down in the right-hand corner on the floor.
Ah.
It says call. It's a call box. So now I'm on my knees in a dark elevator, and I open it up, and it's not a phone. It's just a button that you press.
Mm.
So I'm on my knees, and I'm pressing the button, and finally I hear, Washington Redskins, may I help you? And I say, yeah, hi, this is Don Geronimo, and I'm supposed to be doing the draft broadcast, and I'm stuck in an elevator. Right now the elevator's not moving, and it's dark.
Oh, God.
Which elevator are you in?
Oh, I love it that they ask you that.
I said, I really don't know which one it is. It was the Bank of Elevators by section 323.
Right.
All right. We'll see what we can do. Stay right there.
Like I'm going anywhere.
Right. You know, so really not any sense of urgency on the part of the operator that you're dealing with.
Well, no. She was very nice.
Right.
A couple of minutes go by, 5 minutes go by, and now it's 10 until noon.
Ooh.
And I'm looking at my watch, and I'm thinking, I'm just screwed, blued, and tattooed, because I'm still in the elevator. The woman comes back on, and she goes,
hello, Don?
I'd like there to be someone else there. And now, again, you got to get the mental picture that I'm on my knees, and I go, yes, I'm pressing the button, going, yes, I'm here.
We can't seem to locate which elevator you're in.
Oh, no.
I said, okay. I said, just understand, I have to do the show in 10 minutes, and it's dark in here, and I really got to get out of here. She's relaying to other people. I hear,
well, he says he has to do the show in 10 minutes, and it's dark in there.
So then I press the button, I go, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm just pointing out that I can't really see anything in here.
I'm crying.
That it's dark. And then she repeats this to the security guard. She goes,
he says he's not afraid of the dark, but that he really needs to get to his broadcast.
So at that time, they put another guy from the Redskins on, a guy from the Redskins security named Tim.
Security.
So Tim, now I'm on the box with Tim. And Tim says,
Don Geronimo?
I go, yes.
Hi there, Don.
The first thing he says is,
great show.
Thank you. Get me out of here.
Don, which elevator are you in?
Oh, my God.
I got in the elevator bank at section 323. He gets back on and he says,
well, the problem is, which side of the stadium are you on? Are you on the front side or the back side? Because there are 8 banks of elevators by section 323. Are you at the front side or the back side?
Now, you know me with directions.
Yeah, but it's a tough question to ask somebody in a pitch-black elevator anyway.
I don't know, and I say, I think I'm by the front of the stadium.
Did you get it wrong?
He says,
no problem. I will be there within 3 minutes.
So I'm thinking, all right, it's now 5 till noon. I'm going to be late, but he's going to be here in 3 minutes.
Right.
A man of his word, this guy, Tim, 3 minutes later, call box.
Hello, Don.
Again, I'm on my knees. I press the button. Yes.
It's Tim. I'm at section 323. All of the elevators are functioning. You must be on the other side of the stadium.
Oh, no. Well, it's the pressure of the moment.
I said, I guess I am.
Yeah.
So you're at the back of the stadium. I said, well, if I'm not there, I guess I'm at the back of the stadium.
How do you tell what the front and the back is?
The front is...
like the broad... Are the broadcast booths on the front side of the stadium?
Yes, and the front side of the stadium is where they have the giant sign that says, Welcome to FedEx Field.
That would be the front side.
But because I was walking around inside the stadium...
So if you got off the elevators, you would have had to walk around to your broadcast,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
And you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Right.
So now he says, all right, I found where you are. I will be there in 3 minutes. So... And I give this guy, Tim, credit. He's busted his ass. He, true to his word.
Right.
I mean, and this guy's running, like, at hyper speed around the stadium to get to where I am. And then I hear, much like Deborah Dean heard.
Right.
I hear, now, not from the speaker, but I hear from the actual elevator shaft.
Right.
Hello! God, are you in there? I'm like, Tim? I'm going to get you right out of here. Don't worry, buddy. So, the next thing I know... I hear the engines starting to... And the elevator moves to the next floor just enough for me to climb out.
So you the same thing like Deborah Dean. You had to, like,
just enough.
Crawl on out of there. Don't you get a little edgy, though, that the thing's going to, like, shift?
Yeah, just enough for me to climb out.
Right.
So I climb out.
You scramble out?
And I say to the guy, I said, thank you very much for getting me out. It is now... 5 minutes afternoon.
Okay.
I say, do you have a cell phone? I better call and tell them that I was stuck in an elevator.
Right. So Larry's stuck in traffic. You're stuck in an elevator.
As it turns out, Larry made it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I call, and of course, I get Roy Hill's voicemail.
Right. You know? One where he answers the phone. Hello?
Yeah. And you think,
he has the kind of answering machine where he says, hello. Well, he used to. We love that.
Yeah. And he fools you every time.
Right.
You know,
you think he's there.
And he got me because he goes, hello. And I said, Charlie, God damn it, I was stuck in an elevator. Leave a message at the tone.
He loves that.
So now I got the guy on the, Tim, I got him on the walkie-talkie, and we are running. I mean, I've never run as fast in my life. We are running because we're on the wrong side of the stadium.
Right.
We are running through the concourse level, and he's on the walkie-talkie, and what he's doing is he's getting with the Redskin security people, and he's saying, this is Tim. I am bringing Don Geronimo to the broadcast booth now.
So you're going to be opening your microphone after you've had a dead run.
Please clear the aisles. Clear the aisles. We are at section 319.
Good.
I'm with Don Geronimo. We're at section 318, section 317. He is in constant contact, and the security people are keeping the fans, because the stadium is open for the fans to mill around.
Right.
They're keeping all the money fans aside as we run around.
Yeah. So he's doing, Tim's a can-do guy.
Oh, now listen, Tim makes this happen.
Right.
So Tim and I finally arrive. We're not on the correct level.
Right.
But we're below the broadcast booth where we can actually look up. And we're one level down, I look up, and I see Larry.
Right.
I see Larry. So we start screaming, Larry! Larry! Now, he's inside a booth. He can't hear me. So we climb up a couple of ramps of stairs, and I knock on the window. And then Larry, while he's on the air, I guess he says, hey! There's Don. Oh, where are you? And I can't hear what he's saying.
You holding up your cell phone? Or?
No. I'm just pointing to the guy, Tim.
You got to get upstairs.
To the guy, Tim.
You got to take the elevator.
So then, no, we take the stairs. There are elevators, but Tim says, let's take the stairs.
So you've run all the way around the stadium. Now you're going to do a dead run up the stairs.
Run up the stairs, get in there, put on the headphones, get on the air, tremendously out of breath. Of course, the goddamn Houston Texans, who have already signed David Carr to be the number one pick, they're wasting their 15 minutes. So nothing's happened in the draft.
Okay.
So I sit down, and I mean, I am sweating like I have never sweated in my life.
Nobody's picked yet, right?
No. Well, actually, Houston has already signed this guy, but they've not made the formal announcement.
So they're going to pick him anyway.
So I've not missed the beginning of the show.
Very good.
I sit down and immediately, rather than focus on the task at hand, doing this Redskins broadcast,
I'm going with stream of consciousness, and I start telling the story about how I'm stuck in the elevator,
right.
And I'm on my knees, and it's dark, and then the lady's talking to the security guy saying I'm not afraid of the dark, and I want to thank Tim from the Redskins show.
Just kind of babbling incoherently.
And I'm just going on and on and on, and suddenly, all of a sudden, I hear, with the number one pick, the Houston Texans select David Carr from Fresno State. And all of a sudden, I just had to switch gears and go.
Realize that you're covering the draft.
David Carr from Fresno State. Boom, we had the sound. We had the little bio on him ready.
Good.
And so beyond that, the broadcast was going smoothly, keeping in mind that it started with me being stuck in the elevator. Now it is 4 hours into it, and Larry's got to go.
Right.
So,
bye-bye.
So I'm in the broadcast booth.
See you later, Don. Redskins haven't picked you up.
Now, the fans at the stadium.
What, did Larry have to go do a boxing match or something like that?
Larry had to pick his kids up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I think that's what the deal was. Yeah. So Larry leaves, and I say, go ahead, because you know what? This has got to wind up in the next 30 minutes. Okay. You go ahead. You take off. You go ahead. Well, by the time they get to pick number 21, when they announce that they're trading down to 32... Man, I'm pissed.
Sure.
And you want to know something? All the mooks at the stadium, they're pissed just like I am.
Yeah, because they were dragging their feet.
They've been waiting around. Right. So, the Redskins, at 4:23, we get a phone call from Redskins Park. And they say, they've put Steve Spurrier, coach of the Redskins, in a helicopter. He's coming to the stadium to settle the fans down.
Wow. Because the fans were that, like...
Well, it's not that the fans were not rowdy, but...
It's just so weird. I mean, because I guess the kind of fans that would go out to watch the draft at the stadium are special fans. Super indeed. Fans.
They're your diehards.
Yeah, right? Real diehards.
Unless there was... And I was instructed not to say dollar beer, say to say dollar drinks.
Dollar drinks, make an afternoon of it.
But there were dollar beers, and there were dollar hot dogs. And
they started serving that at noon?
Yeah, and some people actually, the stadium opened at 11 a.m.
Right.
So people had been there from 11 a.m.
How many people showed up for this?
5,000, 6,000 people.
5,000 people?
Amazing. Yeah, wow. Maybe more. Maybe as many as 10,000. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, people were lining up to get in starting at 7:30 in the morning.
Incredible.
So this now is the most surreal thing I've ever seen in football. The helicopter lands.
In the middle of the stadium?
No. It lands out by the parking area.
Oh, so that would have been fun watching the helicopter land.
We're watching this on the closed circuit. We see the helicopter land.
Right.
And they bring Steve Spurrier out to this patio area where there are 2,000 bombed Redskins fans.
That is
and
too much.
Steve Spurrier, the coach of the Redskins, I guess they've sent him out to placate the crowd.
What the hell is he going
to
do?
To tell the crowd, we know what we're doing, we know you're waiting for our pick, but we're trading down.
So you keep going further and further down in the draft, because people are going to get, your talent's going to be less and less.
I see this happening on the big telescreen in the stadium, and I say to Wendell, our engineer, I said, give me some audio on this. We got to get this on the radio. This is like nothing that I've ever seen before.
Right.
And is my commentary on this as well?
I believe so. I think this is from the broadcast.
Because at one point...
So they give Steve Spurrier a microphone to address the couple of thousand fans.
And Spurrier, he's having beers thrown at him.
Oh.
He's having...
People are really hassling him?
No, they're not mad. They're like trying to give him beer.
Give him beer.
Oh. Hey, Steve!
And people are throwing visors up at him.
Right.
And as he's talking to the people, as he's talking to the crowd, he's going... like you would do with a second grader. He's going
children.
Like he's not going to continue talking until all the drunk fans shut up.
Shouldn't he be with the team? Shouldn't he be with the brain trust in case anything shakes loose?
This is real one.
Real one.
All right. So
interesting.
This happens, and I say immediately to Wendell, we got to put the Spurrier show on the air.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because this is something people have never heard before.
Pretty close to pandemonium.
Yeah, I've never heard of a situation where a team would helicopter the coach in.
Calm them down.
To placate the inmates.
Yeah.
So here now is Redskins, as heard exclusively on WJFK. During our draft coverage, here is Steve Spurrier talking to the crowd. Ed Reed, he is the choice of the Ravens. Now let's go live to one of the party stages here at the stadium. Here is Steve Spurrier.
Okay. All right, listen up just a minute. I can assure you, I'm going to have to talk a little bit. I can assure you we are going to draft somebody before today's over. Here's sort of what happened. We
God.
Were really excited about a wow. player that we thought we could might get between the at the 8th and the 13th round, and we tried. Now, we tried to make a trade, didn't go through, and then that player was selected. So when it came our pick, came our pick at 18, we felt like there was really no one that really jumped out at us at that time. We really...
Now, at this point, I'm watching this, and this
I
is...
I couldn't be more confident.
This is the most surreal thing I've ever seen. And I think in a minute here, I'm going to tell Wendell, turn my microphone on, because I have to give some type of commentary as
right.
to... never have you have I ever heard of a coach being helicoptered into the stadium
to explain to the drunk people why they didn't pick.
Why they haven't made their pick yet.
Yeah.
Okay?
We really need to draft probably an offensive guard or center, but most of those...
Hold on. Stop the tape for a second. Hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. I am not the draft expert, and I didn't have anything to do with this coverage. That aren't you supposed to play it kind of close to the vest?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you kind of supposed to be holed up in a room somewhere making secret phone calls?
And as it turns out, everything he's saying to the fans, the team ended up doing the absolute opposite.
Right.
He's telling them
weird.
That they're going to go for a guard, they're going to go for a receiver, and they're taking a quarterback in the first round.
Sure. Why don't we say a lot of things and that will fool ye? So, then we will get back on the helicopter.
So, you know,
be quiet.
I just want to say, I love Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he's got some gigantic elephant-sized balls that someone at Redskins Park says to him, listen, get in a helicopter, go to the stadium, stand up in front of all these drunk people.
Tell them why you're doing what you're doing.
With the cheerleaders and with a band behind you.
Right.
And the whole time he's talking, he's having to go, looking at the people like, you know,
right.
you know, he wants to just say, shut the frig up and let me tell you what we're doing.
Yeah. It is weird.
So
it is surreal.
So I'm going to get my microphone turned on here in a second to try to give some commentary as to what's happening.
There's about three of them at the end of the first round. So what we've done, we've traded down a little bit, and now
he stopped talking. I like that visor.
lost control here. You're listening to Steve Spurrier right now, addressing the crowd.
Okay.
And I love it when he tells them to shush.
Got a visor on that, Redskins visor. Now, this is my commentary. Now, I'm
okay.
jumping in, and I'm going to try to fill in the holes here.
Right.
To tell everybody what's happening.
Okay, just pray for that.
We want Dallas.
This is like a Don and Mike Las Vegas style show he's dealing with right now.
We want Dallas.
He's telling people to be quiet.
This is funny, Don, man.
Okay, before.
How are ye? Jesus.
We want the New York Giants and the Eagles also. Remember that?
There you go. Way to work the crowd,
anyway.
Steve.
Anyway. We are trying to get another offensive lineman and then maybe a secondary player, maybe a defensive tackle, maybe two offensive linemen, maybe another receiver. So we've got actually about seven picks now in the first
Redskins
five
football.
Rounds.
There
so
you
hopefully
go.
We'll do a good job when our turn comes here at the end of the round. But we're excited about being here with the Redskins. I'm gonna let Coach Lewis talk a little bit.
Now, at this point...
Who's Coach Lewis?
This is Marvin Lewis, the guy who was the defensive coordinator with the Ravens.
Right.
Who is standing there. And now Spurrier is very much at ease dealing with, like, he's at a college rally.
Right. Right.
This new guy comes up, Marvin Lewis... Deer in the headlights. Absolutely.
What a terrible thing to ask the coaches to do.
But here's Marvin Lewis.
About the defensive guys.
All right, here is Marvin Lewis, your new defensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins.
All right. Okay, give me a chance to talk first. Hold on. We'll save that. Let's save that now. Save that for a little while.
Oh, poor man.
He's a football coach. You guys have to learn now. When Coach Spurrier's got the stage, you got to be quiet.
Hey, great crowd control
quiet,
there.
So the quarterback and the receivers and everybody can hear. But we're on defense, then you can bring it up, okay? That's it. All right. Again, as Coach said, the thing that we've been able to do today.
That guy go bathroom.
The guy that.
Now listen. As soon as this coach speaks for about 30 seconds,
this is like
he's
so
gonna he's gonna pass it right back to Spurrier.
Really?
Okay. Okay. All right. Here you go.
A couple of the people that we thought would help us the most weren't there as we got to the 18th pick, so we have dropped back and picked up a couple selections which can help us and. It's going to be good. We're going to get a chance to pick four guys today, and they have a chance to be four good players for the future. So we're real excited. It's great to be here today. It's great to be down the road here. Thank you.
All right, there's Marvin Lewis, your defensive coordinator. Who's he going to pass it off to?
You know, having...
How you doing, Betty?
That's right.
How you doing?
Well, we're excited for the season, as all you people obviously are. We've got a great schedule, getting a chance to play in front of you the first 2 weeks and then to finish at home. You know, whatever else happens, happens. But having a chance to open up at home and finish at home is great. So I'm going to turn the mic back over to Coach here.
It's April.
There you go.
Okay.
Now back to the Steve Spurrier
Just
show.
Just briefly. I can tell now. I can tell now we're going to turn this ballpark, FedEx Field, in the loudest in the NFL. Because all you think.
Duh! Oh my gosh! How are ye?
We're going to actually come in here and practice a couple times during exhibition season to just try to get a little more familiar with this ballpark, FedEx Field. And it'd be open to the public. Our practice is here at FedEx Field, so we feel like...
Now, what happened there? What happened there?
Now, someone else is talking on a PA system at the same time. It's pandemonium.
This is pandemonium. You got the real... The fans out there that are the real diehard. I mean, you can't get any more diehard than to, in the middle of April, go out to a draft.
And I'm telling you, most draft coverage shows are boring, geek-type stuff, events.
Right.
This is like nothing I've ever heard
was
or ever
like,
seen.
Was this like somebody handing you a diamond at the end of the broadcast?
Yeah. We're sitting here going, they're bringing Spurrier in. Wait a minute. And then we're watching on the closed circuit in the stadium, as we're going, oh, my God, he's going to go up on the stage. There he is. He's not done yet.
We're going to defend our house right out here. We want all of you to help us do it, okay? Thanks.
There he is. What we have here.
Up on stage. Don, wasn't that one of the greatest scenes you've ever seen in pro football in your life? Can you imagine any other coach? Could you imagine Marty Schottenheimer helicoptering in on draft day and basically holding a pep rally? Was that great or what?
And Earl,
that was unbelievable.
I know to hear it was great, but you had to see it as well. As
I was
he
here.
Would hold, as he would hold, I'm talking to everybody, listen, as he would hold his fingers up to his mouth and go, and he would just wait for people to shut up.
Right,
it
here.
Was like dealing with a group of third graders. And Coach Spurrier is still out there now with the Redskins cheerleaders. They are shaking their pom-poms.
I bet they are.
He has assured everybody that the Redskins will, in fact, make a pick today. That was surreal.
I've never seen anything like that maybe in pro sports in my life. And you know what? It's freaking terrific to have somebody in here with this attitude, this kind of enthusiasm, this kind of drive.
I agree. It's freaking terrific.
I mean,
oh my God.
It's like the big room at Bally's here today. It's unbelievable.
You know what it is? It's got to be that what has to happen is someone out at Redskins Park has to, they get the call from FedEx where they go, the natives are getting restless. You haven't made a pick. There are thousands of people here. And then someone goes, get Spurrier out there. Get Spurrier out there. And then you hear the helicopter. And he actually gets up on stage and has a pep rally. Amazing.
And you know what, Don? There's thousands of fans up here at the club level. They held this presser, or the pep rally, the Steve Spurrier show, as you call it, right outside in like a party tent that's outside on the mezzanine level here at FedEx Field. And it was loaded up with fans. Again, hundreds and thousands of people.
It was, we just go on and on there. But it was the single wackiest thing
right
that I've
ever seen.
Well, how did the Redskins do in the draft, in your educated opinion?
My educated opinion?
Yes. I mean, you broadcast it for, what, 6 hours?
They sucked an animal's D.
Mm. There's an opinion. You want an opinion, you just got it.
They absolutely... They sucked... To the point of completion.
Really?
They swallowed...
It was horrible?
They swallowed the love from an animal.
So a lot of other teams did really well.
Yeah. I mean, now...
Well, that sucks.
You know, who am I to judge? But I know that, as Coach Spurrier told the draft...
How did Philly do? Did Philly have a good draft?
Better than the Redskins.
And New York Giants, they do pretty well, too?
Just in my opinion, better than the Redskins.
Better than the Redskins.
And the Dallas Cowboys... better than the Redskins.
Really? Okay, so everybody in the division. Kind of. I mean, well, the first time they picked, it was number...
32. And they picked a quarterback.
Oh, really?
They picked a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. When they've got no one to play guard.
Right.
They have no one to play tight end.
Right.
They have no backup running backs. There were a million wide receivers that were still on the board.
And football, I mean, is... That's the day, right? I mean, you're getting it done on that particular day. That's why it's so important, because, you know, it's not like other sports where you, you know, do a lot of training.
It's up to them. You know, it's their decision. I just wanted to say, this guy Spurrier, I'm telling you, he is the goddamnedest thing I have ever seen in my life. Am I in love with this guy?
You think he's going to do it for him?
I don't care if he does it or not. I'm telling you, he got some balls on him. He flies in.
Right.
He's standing up in front of thousands of drunk people, mm-hmm. and he's explaining to them why the Redskins have not made a pick yet.
Okay.
Love it. Yeah. I endorse it. Steve Spurrier.
What would you say to the theory that he flew in because the draft was such a total disaster that they needed to do damage control?
Well, there's no doubt, and I said that they flew him in because the natives were getting rested.
Right, right.
Because people were upset that the Redskins had the 18th pick, and then they traded down to 21, and then they traded down to 32.
Well, only next season will tell.
Yeah. But it was the wildest thing that I've ever seen in my life. I can't imagine another coach in the NFL who would helicopter into the stadium and take the stage.
That'd be scary.
In front of all the drunk fans. I don't know. It's a pretty great day.
Wow.
And 6 hours after we went on the air, they finally made their pick.
And they picked the quarterback.
They picked the quarterback. You know. Duh.
And everybody went home.
Yeah.
Yay.
And at that point, in unison, you know, 6,000 people all left the stadium at the same time.
Just went, oh, God.
Yeah, that was exactly it.
All right, let's go. Jeez, what a day.
And that was pretty much the attitude that we had on the air as well.
Right. Wow. Were kids there, too?
Were kids? Yeah, kids were there.
It's just a tough thing to take. Kids, I guess you're buying popcorn.
Oh, no, listen. It was a fun day. Don't get me wrong.
Did they have any kind of entertainment besides they have clowns?
Well, no, they had the club level open.
Band rock.
They had the club level open, and they had bands playing.
Right.
And you could sit in the big overstuffed chairs, and you could watch on big screens. And
they had other sporting events on or something like that?
No, the draft was on. The ESPN draft was on.
Okay.
Mike, for diehards,
right?
For real diehard fans, I have no problem with the concept of opening the station up. I think it's a good deal.
Right.
I just think it was unfortunate that...
It probably would have been better if they had a draft pick earlier in the day.
Right. It was just unfortunate for the thousands of people who were there that the Redskins were, in fact, the slowest team in the league and wasted all of their 15 minutes before they would decide to trade down.
So they opened the club level up, so fans that might not have an opportunity to see that area of the stadium,
too. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, at one point, I'll tell you, the funniest thing that was said was by Larry Michael, when he said... Right now, as we're looking at the stadium, there are more people in the yellow seats than there are during a normal regular season game.
Are those the seats they have trouble selling because they're expensive?
Those are the club seats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was right. The club section was full of people. And normally that's the one ring of the stadium where you see...
Well, anything that reaches out and touches the fans is good. I think that's good. And it's good for the coach to do that.
Yeah.
I bet those people that, you know, was there admission to the... Or was it free?
No, it was free.
It was free.
It was free.
All right. Well, that's fine. And then they get a bonus by seeing the coach.
Seeing the coach come helicopter. You're in. It was the one.
Pick number 32.
Wow.
What was the original pick supposed to be?
18.
18.
Wow. 18. So you do the math. If 32 teams have 15 minutes to make a pick, you do the math on why we were there for 6 freaking hours.
Oh, my God.
And then they make the pick. And I believe my response was,
Oh, Jesus.
It could have been 8 hours. Because 32 times 15 minutes is 8 hours.
So what is the failure rate of drafted players in the NFL? Isn't the failure rate like 70%?
Yeah, most of the guys...
Even the first rounders don't make the team.
Most of the guys that really are successful starters are guys that you pick like in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Yeah, they just happen, you know, they're fines, yeah. Right? They just happen to be, you know, hitting their prime.
Anyway, it was a grand day, wow. at the stadium, you know, and, you know, I'm on the phone with my wife. Well, how come you haven't left yet? Oh, because they haven't picked yet. Well, why don't you leave? I can't leave. I can't leave. They haven't picked yet.
Right, man.
But it was a great day. A great day to be a football fan.
Well, and you did your job supporting the football fans.
Absolutely. Fantastic day. Thank you, Redskins. And I'm telling you, that's Spurrier. He's a piece of work.
He's a winner.
I could give a rat's ass if they go 0-16 this year.
Right.
He's going to be worth watching.
Oh, good, good. You think does he have meltdown potential on the sidelines?
Yeah, oh, yeah, don't you? He's famous for throwing his visor at
Very
Florida
good.
State. Yeah,
very good, excellent.
Absolutely. So, clear the lines now. Here's the deal. The jackpot keeps declining on the celebrity birth. Today we're offering... $20,000. We started at $40,000.
Uh-huh. $20,000, that's still a windfall.
Went to $30,000 and went to $20,000. Wow. And I'm offering no clues except to say, beautiful.
Right.
There you go.
Beautiful. That is your only clue.
$20,000. Imagine the football visors you could buy with that money.
Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. And good
luck. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Oh, really? Do you think so? Let's get a call number 100. Get someone to win $20,000. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, right. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Dave from New Jersey.
All right, Dave. Let me see. Dave, you won the Sexaholic prize pack. John Leguizamo stars in his fourth HBO special, a funny, intimate, raunchy look at the colorful personalities who shaped his New York childhood. Jesus.
There it is.
What a read.
There it is.
Sexaholic airs Saturday nights at 10 on HBO.
Who doesn't like a raunchy romp?
And are you ready now to go for $20,000 American dollars?
Yes, I am.
All right. The only clue I'm going to give you is beautiful.
Beautiful. That's what we're working with for 20 grand.
Beautiful. $20,000 right now. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Axl Rose.
And we wish you... Oh, Paxl Rose.
Paxl Rose.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Deep, rich, full, round. And dare I say it? Sexy. Damn sexy. Damn sexy.
Yeah,
Axel.
Yes.
And now, for $20,000, who is that?
Let's see. John Travolta.
John Travolta. He is beautiful, but I am...
Oh, I am
sorry. Nope. We're sorry.
Nope. Don't forget, though, every guest is a clue
for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Next time, it's down to... $10,000.
$10,000, but still some serious money.
And then we'll, when we get down to the closer to the more acceptable $500 level.
Ah, very good.
Then I'll start throwing some clues your way.
Excellent.
I don't know if you bother to read Parade magazine. You know this that awful thing that comes in the Sunday paper.
Right, right. Right. It's one of the best things in the little supplement.
Basically, it's only good if you got to take a real fast crap.
Right, right.
You can bring it in and you can read the stupid personality parade.
Absolutely, with that Brady guy, Tom Brady, I think it is. What's his name? James Brady.
James Brady. He's the guy who does the last page article, the full page article.
Always like his. He's always little funny, kind profiles.
The personality parade is where the idiots write questions like,
Is it me or is Halle Berry more beautiful than ever?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a steel trap memory. That's a quote from yesterday. Walter Scott's personality parade.
There it is, Walter Scott. That's the best part of parade.
Well, yesterday the best part of parade in your Sunday magazine, your Sunday newspaper magazine thing was this, the James Brady.
Yes.
On the last page, because as you can see, it's in step with Don Anus.
There he is.
Wow.
Stupid idiot.
Now,
look at that.
You got a picture of this douche. Imus in the morning.
With the scowl, you know, which is the way he looks all the time. Right.
Wearing a shirt and tie and a cowboy hat.
Of course.
With his wig. And he's posing next to a jukebox. And right back here you can see his holstered gun.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Cowboy.
Let's see what it has to say, what the personality profile has to say about.
Don Anus.
Don Anus. Let me see. And that, of course, is the sound of his oxygen tank.
It's his iron lung respirator.
He was born, this I will dispute, not the date, but the year, July 23rd, 1940. Right. That would make him 62.
Mm-hmm. I'd say probably in the mid-30s.
Is when he was born?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. So we agree.
1940, stupid idiot.
Married to Deidre since 1994. Son, Wyatt. Hey, there's a nice new age name. He's not going to get his ass kicked too much, is he? Huh? Wyatt.
Wyatt, idiot.
Wyatt. Four daughters from previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Nadine, Tony, Elizabeth, and Ashley.
Nadine!
Career highlights. Radio host at WNBC, WFAN, Emerson Radio Hall of Fame.
He went to Emerson, huh? All right.
Right. That's a school for dummies. It is. Is that the one up in the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area?
It's in Boston, and it's a broadcasting school.
That's right.
I just laugh every time you say that.
Why?
Because I didn't get in.
There you go. This is a school for dummies. And the thing that still flips me out to this day, Time Magazine's Most Influential American, 1997.
Yeah.
Remember when he was on the cover of Time Magazine?
Was he really?
Yeah.
It was a quiet year.
Oh, my God.
There wasn't a lot happening.
No.
Let me see.
Most influential. We have said for years what is the truth. The guy doesn't have any ratings.
Right.
That sucks.
Let me see. I mean, he has better ratings than us in New York. But,
in New York, yeah.
But he's pretty close to our level.
Yeah.
I mean, and he does the morning drive show. His ratings are almost as bad as our ratings
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. Wow. And then you go around the country and you get some real, you know, disaster stories about that show.
Yeah, he got no ratings anywhere outside of New York. And in New York, he's barely on the radar screen. So, here you go. Imus has been a cowboy.
God.
A Marine.
That's what he really wants to be, a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. A homeless person.
Now, that's credible.
Interesting. A copper miner.
A rock... Did you say a copper miner or a copra miner?
A copper miner.
I think he's done that a few times.
Mike, this will ring true.
Uh-huh.
A rock band leader.
Oh, you hurt me.
A DJ, an author, and the father of five.
Mm-hmm.
I first interviewed Don Imus on TV in the early 1980s. He showed up wearing PJs and slippers. And I've been hooked ever since. Let me see. Imus in the Morning originates on WFAN, simulcast the radio markets coast to coast. And this is what I love. Now, the unqualified audience statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. This is what he gets. This is the free pass. I know. I guarantee what I know. I know you're going to read this. Yeah.
He is syndicated live to radio markets coast to coast with an audience which may even equal that of Rush Limbaugh, Larry King, or Howard Stern.
That is just such unmitigated crap.
Yeah. You could say that, for God's sakes, about any show.
Potentially.
Yeah, you know, it may equal the audience of Larry King, Howard Stern, or Rush Limbaugh.
Wrong.
It may.
Yeah, it may. It could happen.
It may.
And monkeys could fly out of my butt.
It may. This guy absolutely gets the free pass every time. Why is it everybody else in the radio business is judged by the ratings?
But he is not.
That book in and book out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we mentioned on Friday's episode, the New York ratings came out on Friday. And we were up just a nun's pubic hair. You know, I mean, like, a Catholic priest would love it because it would be a young boy with just one pubic.
Oh, my God.
That's how far up we moved, but... In demographics, we had some big jumps in the show.
Yeah, we had some significant movement in a couple of our demos. We were very happy about it.
But overall, the ratings for the show in New York still are not very good.
Right.
I mean, and that's putting a good spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, it's never mentioned that in his home city, where he has broadcast for 20 years, Imus gets beat in the morning by, I don't know, maybe... 15 or 20 radio stations.
Yes, absolutely.
Yet, when there's something written about him, it says, is syndicated live to radio markets coast to coast, which with an audience that may even equal that of Rush Limbaugh, Larry King, or Howard Stern.
Right.
It doesn't.
Not true.
It doesn't, but he gets...
He gets that whenever they write anything about him.
Mm. Now, this guy goes on to write, writing from inside Don Anus's anus, when we spoke... Imus told me his show got more substantive around the time of the Persian Gulf War.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't seem right to do or say certain things, Imus said.
Brilliant.
And since September 11th, Mike, you'd be glad to know, he's eliminated that crazy explosion sound effect, which he used to blow up boring callers with.
Oh, I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't think it's appropriate.
Still, humor... is the heart of the show.
Humor is the heart of the show because I think of myself as a very humorous person when I'm chewing on my sunflower seeds
now,
with my cowboy hat and my gun.
Now, here's...
He is humorous. Look at that face.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. I gotta get to the part where...
Bernard, I need my colon checked.
Wait a minute. Hold on. he is a fan of good country music.
Of course he is.
He walks around Manhattan in a cowboy hat, packs a holstered gun, and now you get the next two ones in line.
Okay.
Okay? Is fanatic about working out and nearly died a few years back.
Yeah, both. What's wrong with that story?
There you go.
He's fanatic about working out.
Stupid idiot.
And nearly died a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah, that looks like he works out.
Yeah, he does.
Now, which time he nearly died are you talking about? Are you talking about the time that his lung collapsed? Or are you talking about the time that he got thrown off the horse? Remember when he was at the Imus Ranch?
Right, the Imus Ranch.
The Imus Ranch.
Stupid idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Where are my sunflower seeds, Bernard? Here's my brother.
Imus wears a cowboy hat around Manhattan. Packs a holstered gun, is fanatic about working out, and nearly died a few years back.
Does he wear the holstered gun around Manhattan?
I believe so.
Like as he's walking around Manhattan, does he wear the gun?
Well, I told you I've seen him on MSNBC where he's wearing it.
Yeah, he wears the gun.
While he's doing the radio show.
I got my gun right here.
So you gotta think, I mean, if you're not safe in a building with security.
Exactly.
And you feel the need to carry a gun, he probably carries it all the time.
It's an intimidation thing. You know, that's what he does.
He's a cowboy.
But yeah, that's what he's, there's my six shooter.
He's
three.
A cowboy, a marine.
He's a cowboy like Tom Hanks was a cowboy on the ice at Rockefeller Center. Remember when Tom Hanks did that great skit where he was the figure skater?
And like Steve Martin was a cowboy in Parenthood.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve Martin had the little... He's been a cowboy, a marine, a homeless person, a railroad brakeman, a copper miner, a rock band leader, a DJ, an author... and a father of five.
Don Imus.
Wow.
Here's my blue tie, my cowboy hat, and my six shooter.
He's fanatic about working out.
Right.
And nearly died a few years back.
There you go. Fantastic. And then the scowl. You know, the scowl. I mean, God almighty.
Can you imagine that poor wife?
Imagine having to be in that studio every single day.
Now, can you imagine? Worse than that. Can you imagine the wife having to crawl on top of that?
You know.
Jesus Christ, the crypt keeper right there.
That's a little scary.
Deirdre.
Deirdre. Deirdre, I think we might have one. Yep, it's ready.
I'm ready.
It's no, it went down again.
Where's my blue pill?
Darn it, it went down.
Naked with a six shooter around his waist. You know I'm fanatic about working out.
You can't argue with his headphones, though.
Yeah. Even though I nearly died. Yeah, and Mike, you wear the Imus headphones now.
These are not Imus headphones. Imus wears Mike O'Mara headphones.
No. You are wearing
the exact model that he uses.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I found myself to be more like him after I put these headphones on. I just sit here chewing things during the commercial break.
You need a hat now.
A cowboy hat. There you go. Stupid idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Man, oh man. I work out fanatically, and I almost died a year ago. Here you go.
It's too funny.
When I was, I would have paid money to see him get thrown off that horse.
Remember what a good time we had with that?
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. Whoa! God damn it. Hello, stupid effing horse.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, the only thing worse than wearing a cowboy hat in New York is wearing sunglasses indoors like the other douche.
Amen. Thank you, my friend. Right.
Yeah. Ben, you notice I was quiet about that one, too. I've been known to throw the shade.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, see Kyle, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, I had a question, and this is, I know you hate these kind of questions, but since I'm only concerned about my own interests, I'll have to ask it anyway.
All right.
The truth is a rumor that you guys might be coming live to Sacramento.
Don't know. I mean, we hear it, too, but I don't know. We hear it as well, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Right. Hey, do you think...
Rob is doing...
The dance.
And Mike is now taking off his headphones. Now Rob and Mike...
Hey, do you think John Kim watches full figure skating?
And now both Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance.
They're into it, too.
And I will tell you that the Sacramento dance today has a lot to do with taking your temperature anally.
As always.
That's really what it's... Poor Mike appears to be being violated right now by someone against the wall.
That was a good one, Rob.
The Sacramento dance.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Elaborate. Jesus.
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I really did enjoy that one.
It's a great city.
You know, only you and I get, you know, much like when Spurrier was at the stadium.
Right.
Just the people who were there got to see him. Only you and I get to see the Sacramento
dance. Rob and I are asked to do the Sacramento dance wherever we go.
And the next time we go out there, we will do it for Sacramento.
Absolutely.
That is, unless, God forbid, the city falls into the sea.
Yeah. Hello.
Next time we go out there, we'll do it.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, you guys have done it again.
What?
I was on my way to lunch. I had to turn right around when you mentioned Don Imus naked.
Just imagine that, though. You know, he comes home from work. Deirdre,
it's time to play Connect the Moles.
He takes off the cowboy hat. He takes off the wig.
And the wig. And you know what? Underneath the wig is like this bald, blue, veiny head like the abominable Dr. Five.
Pulsating. He gets out the pump.
And then, they get out the penile pump.
He looked like the Gary Oldman character in Hannibal.
And
that's what he looks like when he takes off his wig.
So he comes, and it's like one of those old-time, like, bicycle pumps.
Yes.
You know, like when you were a kid, your bike would, you'd have to put air in it. And it's almost like the TNT dynamite thing.
Sure.
Where she's going, and he's sitting there naked.
Right.
Bald. Just wearing his gun going.
Wearing his gun naked.
Yeah.
He's in his cryogenic bed.
Nidra.
I need a little help over here.
It's not moving.
It's not moving. And when she finally does get it inflated, it's bright blue. Man, look at that thing.
I am pumping.
Climb on.
I am pumping as fast as I can.
Stupid idiot.
I, man.
And when, you know, the thing is, when he takes his cowboy hat off, the hair comes with it.
Yes, it's attached.
The hair is so
the hat. So he doesn't have to actually wear the wig. The hat just sewn
on the inside of the hat. The hat. It's just like you'd see at some novelty store where you have the hair extensions that are attached to the hat. And it's only he's got like this big tuft of it in the front too, so he looks like he's got curly hair. Custom made. Where's my hair? Where's my hair hat?
Deirdre, I'm fanatic about working out. I'm dying. Where's the penis pump? Where's the penis pump?
And then put the pump on my lungs. See if you can get that blown up again.
I'm going to go for a little ride out at the ranch. Whoa!
Man, imagine
stupid horse.
Wyatt.
You know, first off, what you're doing is you might as well just name your child Hit Me.
Yes.
If you're going to name your kid Wyatt, you might as well just say, or Hit Me Hard.
Yeah. Right.
This is my son, Hit Me Hard Imus.
I'm on the radio, but I just fancy myself as like a sheriff in a Western movie. Yes, sir, because I'm still playing cowboys and Indians at the age of 78.
He had to name him after the greatest cowboy of all time, Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp.
Here's my child, the feces. Wyatt. And imagine poor Wyatt coming in and seeing Daddy.
Oh, no.
You know, with the hat off and the wig off.
Sure.
And the bones poking through the skin.
What about when Wyatt graduates high school and Daddy's like, you know, Daddy's like been worm food for 10 years.
Right. Here's what will happen. Wyatt will graduate high school, and then Mom will say, now, before you go out with your friends, we have to go to the cemetery, and we have to visit Dad. And then little Wyatt will say, hey, listen, Mom, it's like such a hassle to keep visiting Dad. I had to visit Dad like when I graduated from elementary school, and then I had to visit him like when I graduated junior high, and I had to graduate him when I graduated. I had to go visit him when I graduated high school. It's a hassle.
And the tombstone's shaped like a saloon door.
It's such a hassle to go visit Dad.
Right.
Because Dad's dead. Yeah. I like our new Dad. that young guy that you married the day after Dad died. And on the tombstone, it would just say, stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. Sunflower seeds around the gravestone. And that hair hat hanging up on the edge of the tombstone. Yes, sir.
Now, Wyatt, now, you're a man, you're 18, you graduated high school.
I know.
What is the first thing you want to do? I want to change my effing name.
Wyatt Imus.
God.
Wow. How cruel is that?
Jesus Christ.
Only the picture of him, though. Jesus Christ, sitting there with a hat.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
And really, somebody call him on this thing about the ratings. That he's got ratings that may be as large as Howard Stern or Rush Limbaugh or Larry King.
That is so not true.
Hey, Larry King has no ratings.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, that might be true. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Think of Dustin Hoffman in that movie, Hook.
Yeah, that's right. Where he's got the curly hair.
Huh? Oh, is that the was that the remake of Peter Pan?
Yeah, the remake of the non-animated version of Captain Hook, where Dustin Hoffman's got the big black curly hair.
Think of Dustin Hoffman, and I think it's called Little Bighorn when they made him be 120.
Oh, so that's what he looks like. That's what he really looks like when he takes the hat off.
Exactly.
That was Little Big Man.
Little Big Man.
And they put him into a charger like a cell phone. You know, they put his ass into a charger. It's like a parking lounger, only it's a charger. Come on now. I need my juice.
He sits down, his lights are red, and when they turn green, he's ready.
I love to work out. I almost died.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, this is Kenny. I'm a tech man. Hey, I'm in D.C.
Yes, Kenny.
And the IMF folks, you know, they're supposed to be laying down in the street today, right?
Oh, yeah. Today,
big protest day in D.C.
Today we're supposed to have all kinds of protesting happening in D.C. with us. The mindless effers who are down there protesting something they don't even know. They don't even know what they're protesting.
Right. Well, they're protesting because they it's cool to be protesting. Okay. They're going to have fun.
They're protesting against the World Bank, but none of them even know what the World Bank is.
If I was that age, you know, I'd probably be down there having a good time, too. You know, I mean, it's just kind of a good time to get out there and just, you know, march, man, just like the 60s do. These are retro kids, man.
I'm going to go down there, man.
Yeah, go down there for fun.
With my phone.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can have you guys on the air and see what...
That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Call us for the protest.
I will do that.
In downtown D.C. Now, I watched the news, and maybe I'm getting the wrong impression, but the news people seem disappointed that there's been no violence yet.
I think they are.
The news people come on, and you know, they have the thing behind them that says protesters, and they love showing the cops in their riot gear. Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for something, because these people have been, by and large, extremely peaceful.
They've
been
protesting now for 2 days, and the news people go, and once again, the protesters are in downtown D.C. making traffic nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
There has been no violence yet.
And no arrests yesterday at all.
However, police are ready,
mm-hmm.
just in case, with pepper spray, mm-hmm. mace, rubber bullets. And then they show the protesters Jesus Christ, you look like the interns from this radio station. Yeah.
Next month, I'm organizing the big protest against the local news.
Good.
It's going to be going to try to gather as many people as we can downtown on the mall here in Washington, D.C. to protest your local news coverage. We're going to protest specifically the day before Thanksgiving and tax day.
I've got a big sign already. It says, down with Dinza.
There you go. Absolutely. Gervier.
Dinza.
It's going down, man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good idea.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
And that Gervier Dinza.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we be profiling her? I mean, seriously, doesn't she have like that Arab look about her?
I think she's Indian. I think that's an Indian name.
Well, it's very close, Mike.
Yes, very close, you know, geographically as, you know, as well as ethnically,
I believe.
Should
profile her.
Yes, well, she probably does go through that at airports, I would imagine.
Hello, Dominique. No, I mean before she goes to work at Channel 9.
There you go. You want to take it a step further.
Hello, Dominique.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, did you guys know that, especially when he's out at his ranch doing his show, that on occasion Imus has to put on the oxygen while he's on TV?
Oh, I've seen, listen. Yeah. I've seen it, and there's nothing funnier.
Yeah. Right?
But he's got the tubes going into his nose.
I've never seen that.
It is,
oh my God,
freaking hilarious.
He puts the little plastic thing under his nose?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It is the funniest. We're on the phone with Senator John McCain.
There we go.
Stupid idiot.
Thank you very much, Senator McCain. Just let me get a little hit of this oxygen, please.
Yeah, there we are. It's not oxygen. It's cocaine. It's getting up there.
It's cocaine.
Yeah, it is funny. It is hilariously funny.
Funny, he's lively enough for cocaine.
It is funny to watch. Oh, he was back in the day.
In his day, in back his heyday.
Back in the day, this was Ibis.
Wasn't he a legendary drug abuser?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. He sure was.
But Mike, lots of us were. So let's not just... Let's bury that, okay? Yeah. Let's bury
it. Hey, I'm not going to judge anybody. I slept in my car on Friday night.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Good.
Yeah.
After we spoke?
Yeah. Long after we spoke.
Okay.
Long after we spoke.
I was concerned about you Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. I slept in my car.
Good.
Well, you know, it was a decision process. I left the final place that I was at and didn't want to leave my car on the street. And you have that...
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Thank you. I actually left my car on the street because here's the deal. You take a cab, you leave your car overnight, and it's, you know, was not the best location. I didn't want to. I was in the southeast, and it wasn't exactly where I wanted to leave my car, and so I had the choice. I said, either take a cab. I'm certainly not going to operate the motor vehicle. And so I said, what I'll do is I'll just sit here and catch a few Z's, and I caught a few Z's, and then... To, you know, home to bed. What an evening. Then I got the lecture on the whole deal that if you've had a few cocktails and you sleep in your car, you should always sleep on the passenger side of your car, because if you sleep on the driver's side, even if the keys aren't in the ignition, if they're just next to you, you can get in trouble. That's what I heard.
You should throw the keys in the back seat.
Throw the keys in the back seat. There's this elaborate process when you're simply, you know, you're simply going to slept in Buzzard Point.
Well, all I know is that
I slept in Buzzard Point.
I heard from Mike at about... was it 10 o'clock on Friday night?
I don't know.
I think so. And I said to you, have you been drinking?
You been drinking?
And you said...
I remember that conversation.
And you said yes.
Yes.
And I said, you better...
Be careful out there.
Be careful.
Be careful out there.
Yeah. Yes. Concerned about you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was you know, but I mean, I had the presence of mind at the end of the evening to actually,
stop,
you know,
car.
Not I ran out of the last joint that I was in because I was tired and I was bored. And so I was sitting, but then somebody said, you shouldn't have been in the driver's seat. You should always sit on the passenger side if you're going to do that. So the next time I will do that.
Very good. All right, here's trivia for any long time Don and Mike listeners.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last time, although I know it's probably happened many times in between.
No, it hasn't, actually.
Okay, so it's the last time.
As a matter of fact, that's the last time it would have happened.
Wow. I will have a prize, I swear to God. And you, now, you're going to have to be a listener back to the Morning Zoo days to know the last time Mike spent the night in his car. And if you are a longtime listener, you will know... The location.
Okay.
You will
now
know.
The time, I wouldn't even be able to give you, like, the time, but I'd be able to give you the location.
Right.
And I could give you a general time. You know, I mean, will we accept that from somebody?
No, all I'm looking for is the location.
Right.
I'll write it down.
The location.
We used to talk about it a lot. Right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's okay. The location.
We just need the location.
Right.
when? Well, not when. We know when it was. It was back in the late 80s. But where was the last time that Mike found himself in a position he could not drive and slept in his car in a parking lot?
Something I recommend to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not getting a cab and you want to stay with your car, don't drive.
If you have the answer, I will give you a prize right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, but this has got to be a long-time listener that gets this contact.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hey, I just want to let you know, this was like 10 years ago in Annapolis at Margarita Maggie's. I had got drunk, and I was in the fell asleep on the driver's seat. Two cops pulled up, put their lights on me, and then I had my keys on the seat. But they said it was cool as long as they weren't in the ignition.
Okay, I heard that. I heard a million conflicting stories about this when I was talking to people about it over the weekend. They said you got to put your keys here, you got to sit here. There was some guy, I think in Florida or Jersey, a friend of mine was telling me that had his keys, you know, sitting there, but because he was in the driver's seat, they actually took him in.
Anything you can do to make it look like you weren't, but you didn't pull over while you were drunk. Anything you can separate yourself from driving is a helpful thing.
Okay,
there you go.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Hello, I mean, these were cops telling me this, too.
I know how I'd do it if I ever did it again.
How?
I'd go to the passenger side. Maybe even the back seat.
I think the back seat would be your best bet.
Yeah. I didn't have a back seat in that car.
Yeah.
You know, that car's got a tiny little back seat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Was it the Denny's?
No, it was not Denny's. Thank you, my friend.
Now, I wasn't part of the show then, but I vaguely remember hearing the story.
Buzz, you're close.
Very close?
But not accurate.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, wasn't it in the WAVA parking lot?
Oh, but...
Not yet.
You're close. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Was he sleeping under the Route 50 bridge going towards Annapolis?
No. It was not. It's a specific answer we're looking for.
Route 50 bridge.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
That's where I used to live.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
I'm going to say Friday night outside the studio parking lot.
No. This is not Friday night.
Oh.
This is the last time Mike slept in his car. The last time he had too much evening and slept in his car.
Well over a decade ago.
We're talking, this was in the 1980s.
Sorry.
Our longtime listeners will know this. We should get this answer any second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yes, I know where he was.
Where?
He's definitely in the McDonald's across from the station.
You are definitely wrong. But you are definitely so close.
So very close.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Roy Rogers!
Hey!
Nah, that's it.
There you go.
I recall that vividly. Wasn't it a Friday night?
Yep. Yes, it was.
Yes, indeedy do.
It was your red Mitsubishi.
Right, right.
And
it was the Acura.
Was it the Acura?
It was the Acura, I think. Yeah. Pretty sure it was the Acura.
Well, I remember it as the Mitsubishi, but who knows?
I don't know. It's hard to say. There were three cars in rapid succession.
That's when you were going through cars real fast.
Yes, I was. I think it was the. I think it may have been the blue Acura.
Anyway, listen, my friend. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, let me give you a pair of tickets before you can buy them to see the Scorpions and Deep Purple.
All right.
that's a prize.
Sure is. At Merriweather Post Pavilion, June 25th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, and you know that there's going to be a tremendous line.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I'll see you there.
Ticketmaster locations, get them or go to www.nissanpavilion.com. Thank you, my friend. Yes, again, the correct answer was... Roy Rogers.
Yeah. And, woe is me.
And to complete, can you tell us, just for future trivia...
Yes.
Where you were near this time?
I was in Old Town Manassas.
Old Town Manassas.
I go to my regular joint there in Manassas, and that I go to. I'll give him a plug. Okra's. That's the place I hang out. That's where I know a lot of people. And then I went to another place with a bunch of the regulars that go to Okra's. We went down, and I was just tired, and so I did the patented move. You do this occasionally, but I do it also, where you're in a crowd of people, and you just have a moment where everybody kind of turns away, and you run.
Yeah.
You run out of the joint.
I do it all the time.
And so I ran out, you know, got to my car, got in the car, and then and just said, absolutely not, and not enough.
All right, so it's Roy Rogers, and then 15 years later, it's Old Town Manassas.
Yes, absolutely. Had a wonderful Friday evening. Yeah, just super. Super weekend in general, absolutely fine. Just super fantastic. Great. Don Geronimo. Couldn't have been nicer.
You had a bad one.
I didn't have a bad one. I just, they're all the same now. They're all just, they're, you know, they're basically, you know, my own private hell.
Gotcha. Right.
That's it.
Gotcha. It was a troubling phone call on Friday night. A troubling phone call.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to bother you.
That's okay.
But, you know, that won't happen again. That's for sure.
You were not a bothering me.
I was calling anyone at that point. Not really anyone. I was calling you.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I got you. Okay, let's break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shall we talk about your youngster who's entering our fifth grade? What is his name?
Jethro Bodine.
Bodine? Jethro.
A no man. Jethro Bodine.
You always put the last name first. Now, male, of course.
Yes, ma'am. Just got a letter this morning.
Oh, you are the fun-loving one, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you've just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready.
Damn right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, lots of big stuff to give away on the show this week. Thursday, we're giving away, courtesy of Hotwire, $1,000 in cash.
Right.
And a $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire. To go visit your mom on Mother's Day.
Wonderful.
So I think on Thursday, we're going to be playing What Would You Do?
What would you do to go see Mom? Yes.
What would you do? What is the craziest thing you would do? We'll be up in New York City, WNEW. We'll do that on Thursday, or maybe, see, I don't know, because, give me a second here.
Yeah. Okay. Cough switch. You know what? We got rain this weekend, but it feels to me heavier today than it's ever been.
All weekend,
everybody is this way.
The voice over the weekend, fantastic. Today,
of course,
a dog ass.
No, today everybody's like really wheezing and breathing and bumping and grinding.
So the question is on Thursday when we have this $1,000 and $1,000 travel to give away,
right.
We could do What Would You Do? Or we can have listeners come down with what would their mothers do.
Like bring Mom down to do something?
What is the stunt that your mom would do?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I mean, I opt for that one just because it's so wonderfully unique.
To see who
what would your mom do? Well, you know, bring your mother down if your mom's got a particular talent.
Whatever it is.
And an ability, you know, or something to show, a show and tell, something.
Whatever.
A family artifact.
Like one of our regular freak shows.
Yeah.
You know, who has the freakiest mother?
Or if mom is, you know, let's say just happens to be a grade A piece of ass.
Let's think about, all right, freak show mom.
Mom comes down and shows us her cans.
Freak show moms.
That'd be great.
Sexiest mom.
No, I don't want the sexiest moms. I like freak show or like what would you do? And if the cans happen, the cans happen. I mean, that's,
absolutely.
It's just that is so yesterday, I think.
What is? You mean the sexiest mom contest?
Yeah, the whole, you know, show us your boobs thing.
Oh, I thought you were saying sexiest mom. So you were talking about mine specifically was,
No.
You know, I mean, I that was under the purview of. My comment was so yesterday, you know. I mean, are you telling me that showing boobs is yesterday? If so, call me a cave dweller.
Okay.
Call me a caveman if showing your boobs is yesterday. I want to live in the past.
All I know is that I sure am hearing it on a lot of shows,
on
a lot of radio stations.
Yeah, screw the other shows. We've been doing it for a long time.
I know we have, but I would rather have the moms be freaks.
Like a mom that's got an extra foot?
Yeah, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or moms that can do freakish acts.
Right.
Moms that have special talents.
Okay. Right.
And maybe those special talents are sexual in nature.
Ah, very good.
See, that would be... That would be more of what I was thinking.
This is true.
But it's an ongoing process. Who knows? It could be Free Show Moms. It could be What Would You Do? It could be... Oh, it might end up being Sexiest Mom. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know is that we got this to give away on Thursday, and then on Friday, we have a vacation to Cancun, or as I like calling it, Cancun, Mexico, courtesy of Dos Equis, the first Mexican import draft beer in the United States.
Wonderful.
So we have two great prizes to give away this week. We just have to figure out how to give them away.
I also think that while you're coughing up lungs occasionally here, you ought to maybe, you know, think about the fans in that regard. Like, get some of that out to the fans. So
what,
you know,
what
you,
the,
like maybe those little, you know, those little medicine pill boxes.
Oh.
And maybe send some of that, your phlegm, out to the fans.
I'd be glad to if you get me one, Rob.
You know, the next time you have a really good, because that was the first time you really lunged it up and spit.
The mail is here and this Altoid box is dripping.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know, he doesn't have to put it in an envelope. He can put it in a Tupperware container.
A baggie.
And Rob, you wrote me a note that says, hey, this is Ellie, Rob. The answer is yes.
Oh, of course.
To the note you wrote me. No,
no, not that note.
No, Rob wrote a note that says, if mom shows up, why travel? Well, you could give the mom $1,000 worth of travel on Hotwire to go wherever she wants.
Oh, that, so it doesn't have to be go to see your mom. It can be travel anywhere.
Okay. That was kind of the hook that Hotwire wanted.
Right.
But we can... Hold on. We agreed to having fares faxed into us, remember? All right, forget that. Forget everything I've just said.
What, we mean forget everything? We're doing the contest a different way?
We're going to do the What Would You Do With Your Mom contest on Friday to give away the trip to Cancun.
I'm confused.
I have meetings.
Are you going with that thing with the faxes your fare? Or are we throwing that out the window?
No. That's what we agreed to do.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of what I agreed to do on our behalf during one of the...
I understand.
During one of those many tedious meetings.
That you go to and I don't go to.
So I'll get back to you on how you win the $1,000 and the $1,000 fare for your mom.
Okay.
Right? But on Friday... I'm pretty sure we can do anything we want to give away the trip to Cancun.
So, that'll be fantastic.
Cool. So on Friday, maybe we'll have your mom come down and perform for us.
That'd
on Friday.
Great. Wonderful. All right, so the Mother Freak Show will be Friday.
Okay, we'll figure this out. Give me a chance.
It's tough when they're emailing you, I know that, when they're sending you little messages.
I'm getting the instant message, and now I'm remembering that the whole Hotwire thing is convoluted, that you have to go to hotwire.com, and you have to find out what the fare would be for you to go and visit your mom.
Right.
And then you have to fax it to us, and then we select one at random, and the fun of it was going to be that if people were lying to us, and like saying my mom lives in Honolulu, we would be able to call people and bust their balls and say, does your mom really live in Hawaii?
So it's going to be kind of the most unique destination or something like that?
Let me double check on this.
Sure.
I smell a client.
Hello.
Am I selling? Is that the concept that was agreed to?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's how we're giving this away on Thursday then.
Right.
Okay, so
the wackiest destination.
Well, it doesn't have to be the wackiest destination. It's just go to Hotwire, find out a fare to go visit your mother wherever she may live, and fax it to us, and we'll pick from those entries.
Okay. Mike, it was a way to get $1,000 to give away.
Absolutely.
And $1,000.
$1,000 we didn't have, right?
And $1,000 for someone to go visit their mom on Mother's Day.
So they have to go to the website first and then fax in their fares.
Correct. And the website, obviously, is hotwire.com. Mm-hmm. And our fax number...
And they're a fine sponsor.
They're a great sponsor. And our fax number is 800-636-6410.
Thanks to people like Hotwire, that's who bring you the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There he is.
Spent a lot of time with him over the weekend.
Yeah. All day Saturday. You and the Redskins Show. All day.
Here he is when the food comes in, though. When the catering truck arrives, this is how Charlie sounds. Listen. He's getting excited.
There he is. Okay, so we'll do the convoluted Hotwire thing on Thursday.
Excellent.
And then we will do the crazy moms for Mother's Day on Friday.
Perfect.
To win a trip to Cancun.
I just got a little idea.
What's that?
The craziest mom.
Okay, now see? Okay, you know what?
That isn't yesterday, is it?
No, you know what that is, Mike? That's tomorrow.
It's cutting edge.
That's tomorrow's contest.
Your mom. Bring in your mom. If I'm, she is the my, craziest, I mean, really, like, insane.
I'm going with it right now.
Right.
Watch, writing it in indelible ink with my Sharpie.
Right.
Craziest mom.
Now, would they have to be in studio, or could they conceivably be, you know, if we talk to your mom over the phone and we determine that
they got to be in studio.
They got to be in studio. You have to bring your crazy moms down.
They got
to
be in studio. The craziest mom. Way to go, Mike.
Thank you.
You went from being yesterday's radio.
To tomorrow.
To the radio of tomorrow.
And I guess we can accept maybe documentation, like, you know, from places.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
If, you know, if you got mom out on a weekend pass or something like that, very cool.
All right, so on Friday's show, we'll devote the show to finding the craziest mom.
Make sure you have your mom bring her medications.
That would be from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia.
Right.
Hell, you could drive to New York with your mom if you're crazy enough from D.C. or Baltimore.
That's crazy. You know, if you've got the kind of mom, you're in the New York area, and you've got the kind of mom where your friends come away from meeting her going, what is she, nuts? You know, that's the kind of mom we want to meet.
Of course, employees are not eligible. I would put my mom right up there.
Sure,
as the
sure.
craziest mom on the face
yeah.
of the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Face of the earth. Okay, so craziest mom Friday. Bring your moms down.
Wonderful.
To WNEW. We'll talk about this all week long.
That's a great idea.
Get plenty of notice.
You know who's going to show up, don't you?
Who?
That guy that comes to the bowling alley.
Oh, no. Oh, Christ.
Don't you think he'll show up for that?
Oh, and do you know that he after... Okay, that's the mom that I kissed at the bowling alley, okay?
Right.
And... after that...
She's a little crazy.
She's way crazy.
She is.
And her son called Lisa to complain that when Frida was upset, that Frida heard I had kissed a woman at the bowling alley. Remember,
right.
Frida called it...
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
She was upset, and the only way I could combat that was to have everybody step up on the witness stand and say that the lady, while she's a very sweet lady...
Yeah, it was...
I think... rather troll-like.
Yeah, I think that's what was said.
And the son had called Lisa then and said, you know, listen, my God, my mom is out of her mind.
Hey, son, you bring mom out to the bowling alley, you know, I mean, you got to deal with stuff like that.
Okay, so... I guess she could show up on Friday.
Craziest mom contest.
We think she's crazy.
Mom's crazy as a loon.
That is Friday, Thursday, the hot wire thing. And Lisa, is the boy still calling about his mom? Incidentally, Lisa Herndon, our producer, is the boy still calling about his mom? Because he was upset last week.
Yeah, last time he called me was maybe Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's just my opinion that when you get to be his age, what is he, 20?
19, I think.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About time you want to start maybe prying yourself off the teat. Just my own humble opinion.
All right.
Sorry, son. Okay? You know, maybe go out with your friends a little bit.
It's going to be, I just want to say, it's going to be a wild time Wednesday night. Where are we bowling? Chelsea Pierce?
Yeah, that's at 7 o'clock.
That's
Chelsea Pierce.
And I got a good memory for stuff. That's the first time he brought mom.
Yes.
And now I'll be in trouble for saying what I just said.
7 o'clock Wednesday night in New York, Chelsea Pierce. Who are we bowling against, do you know? You get back to us with that? Who are we bowling against?
Their team name is Nagarelli, based on the character in Grease 2. Nagarelli.
Wow.
Who knew that there was a character in Grease 2?
Who knew there was a Grease 2?
Right. Thank you, Lisa. That's Wednesday night, Chelsea Piers in New York, and we'll be bowling Nagarelli at 7 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Thursday, we'll do this hot wire thing, and Friday, we'll have the craziest mom contest. And, the emails. Here we go. Let's get to some of the email that you've sent us over the weekend at www.verizon-uc.com. That is the sponsor. UReach, bringing us this service, Verizon Unified Communications. You send us email, Don and Mike at Verizon-uc.com, and the computer reads your email back on the radio.
Computer has some wonderful emails that we've received over the last week or so. These are fantastic.
I think all of these, I'm pretty sure, are some of these came in over the weekend, and some of them have come in during today's show.
Very good.
So let's now see what you're saying with the computer email.
Old email message from Carmen. The Osbournes. Crazy. Hey. But that's how it goes, host. Millions of people live as fools. But maybe, it's not too late eight to learn how to love us. And forget about hate eight. Buzz, have a dirty martini.
Thank you.
From Sacramento, Lola. Rod, stop dancing.
That one was titled The Osbournes.
Hmm. Now, does it mean that I have attention deficit disorder, that I find myself paying attention to the little lady the listeners probably can't hear? That little lady speaking foreign in the background on that?
The problem is...
I don't think you can hear that in the listening audience. I really don't think
there
that's
audible. There is a Vietnamese radio station.
It's a Vietnamese.
I swear to God, that is like within spitting distance of our radio station.
Right.
And occasionally, we get the bleed over on the telephone line.
And I have such a poor attention span that I'm listening. I'm trying to listen to the lady going,
okay, try to listen to this one. Here's another email. Here we go.
Old email message from Gary's Dodge. Break out your beach towel.
Break out your beach towel.
Hey, Don and Mike, I want to stir the soup for you.
Ooh.
Oh yay. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God, God, oh, yay, oh, yes, oh, yes, master. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, God. Yay. Thanks.
All right,
old email
that's
message.
A great one right there.
That works
from Roger Board. Drunk girl.
Drunk girl.
I may be a cold UN-feeling computer, but even I got wood listening to that drunk chick from California. I would like to defrag her hard drive.
Okay. I may be a cold, unfeeling computer, but even I got wood listening to that drunk chick from California.
She was wonderful.
I would like to defrag her hard drive. Whatever.
Yeah. Old email message from Austin from Kansas. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Don and Mike, my brothers. This is Austin in Anthony, Kansas. I have equals been listening to you ever since you came on the air here. Just wanted equals to draw the line and say you guys kick ass.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. How equals would you like a peanut butter and nanner sandwich, buddy? Old email message.
Okay.
From 4434221. Don and Mike Radio Gods. You two suck monkey ass. Old high priority email message.
Hey.
From Young Son. What is up, my brothers? I think I have the fish ass. Me love you long time, Don and Mike. Me you number one fan. Me want to be big radio star like you. Am I on the air? My radio is down. Oh, you mean turn it down all the way. Am I caller 100? Oh well, maybe next time. Goodbye for now, my radio gods.
All right, goodbye.
Old email message. From Bob Long. Dear Don Mike. Radio gods just wanna to say that you guys are the best. Oh yay, Buzzy, keep up the good work, as you rob you white trash and please get down on your knees, and give me a BG, ha ha ha, just kidding.
Wow.
For the people of Cemento, just people, to a little lass, old email message.
That was real computer speak.
From William Arkley. Sweet.
Sweet.
You know, this skirt has been riding up my arse all day. Do you mind if I take it off? Could you do me a favor? Would you mind taking off your equals clothes for me? Wow. It's so big. What are you doing underneath those covers?
And what's that, our Jenna Bush tape?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Exactly. Old email message. From KJL451, Bona Boy. Wicca, 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 Slim Shady here. Who's got the Vigo din? Yo, bus pass that. Peace, Negro. Word to your moms.
Hey, that was Wicca Wicca Wicca, Slim Shady here. Who's got the Vicodin? Yo, Buzz, pass that. Peace, Negro. Word to your moms.
Old email message. From KJL451. Escape. I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Vico, we're now recording of
oh,
a
no.
favorite song.
No, no.
So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personals column, there was this letter I read.
No, no,
if
no.
you like pina coladas, and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. If you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the cave. I'm the lady you've looked for, write to me, and escape.
All right.
Yeah.
One more.
Right
one more.
Old email message.
Here it is.
From MJOHNSON407. Got back? I like the butts, and I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up front? Cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but with that butt you got me so horny. Ooh, grab all of that smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bends? Well, use me. Use me cause you ain't that ass gropey. My anaconda don't want none, unless you've got buns, hun. So ladies, yeah. Ladies, yeah. If you wanna roll in my Mercedes, hell yeah. Then turn around. Stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got bad.
There are no more messages.
There you go, I like that one. Oh, yeah. Ain't that beautiful?
There you go.
That was solid.
Let's see who's on the hotline. Hello?
Yes, this is...
Uh-huh.
You don't want it, do you, Peter?
No, I don't want it. Well, I don't know if I want the package or not.
They dumped you.
Why'd they dump that?
It's the wrong number.
I know it's the wrong number.
We can't do that anymore?
That's the wrong number.
Oh, you know, F.
We can't have any fun on the radio. We used to be able to, you know, when they call our...
Yeah, if they call here.
Our line with the wrong number, we used to have fun with them.
You know what I'm going to do? I swear to God, before the end of this show, I'm going to go upstairs, and you know Kate, the girl on the dumb button? I'm going to cut her hands off. I'm going to make her from now on work the dumb button with her nose, with her cute little Opie Ron Howard nose. I'm just gonna cut her hands off.
See, we're cute little Opie.
She's drastic.
We get to the end of the emails and the hotline. Rings.
Person calls with the wrong number, asking for like a Peter somebody, mm-hmm. and we've got it's a UPS person, and we were starting to do our whole thing that we were gonna do with the wrong number, where we, you know, I saw us going, is that the one with the hashish in it?
Well,
you know, and you know, guess, unfortunately,
what I should have done, what I should do in the future is just not announce that it's the hotline. Just pick it up like it's a regular phone.
If it's a request line, well, of course, people don't call with the wrong number on the request line, right?
Well, no, we have had wrong numbers on
the request line, right? Line. We've had fun with them too. Is it different if it's the request line?
Yeah, if someone calls the request line, they immediately, under any circumstances, they can be put on the air.
Okay. I see. Even if it's a mistake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But if someone calls the hot... Now, we used to be able to put the hotline callers on the air.
Right.
What's the dump girl's number?
I don't know.
She right now, I understand, is fleeing the building.
8-9. 8-8-9.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I understand.
This is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Turn your radio down, please.
You know, after that last comment, though, we should get a jingle made up that says, Patrick Bateman and Mike O'Mara.
Just because I said,
cut her hands off.
I want to cut her hands off.
You didn't dump that. I dumped it. Yeah, I didn't dump that.
Okay. Never mind, Kate.
Thanks.
Love you. Keep your hands.
You don't love me and you're cutting mine off? Is that what
That's right. That's right,
Go
baby.
Go ahead. Just doing my job.
Feed him to the kitty.
That's right, baby. Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Don't be such a stickler.
Well.
Come on. Look the other way.
Can't do it.
And now here is Charles.
Let her.
Here's Charles Broyhill.
And here comes Charles Broyhill. The power brokers are in place, ladies and gentlemen.
Won't let her look the other way.
Not on that, no.
We used to take calls all the time on the hotline.
Yes, we did. We used to.
And we can't now because...
We used to be able to say other words, too.
Ay, ay, ay.
Boy, you're just trying to do a little irreverent radio show, and they're really behind you around here.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Nice seeing both of you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There they go.
Bye, Charlie.
There they go.
Bye, Charlie. Don't throw your poop.
Hi, Lisa.
There they go. All right. You got the machine ready?
Yeah.
You got the machine ready? All right, everybody. I think it's time for our good friends, Joe Camel and Nick O'Team. To make an appearance when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey, it's what's for dinner.
The Don and Mike Show.
With a zero-tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
Rob is just looking for an album right now for us, a CD. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, hello, somebody slipped with their hands on the phone.
We had a crazy mom there.
Ah, excellent.
Are you still there, crazy mom?
They're out there somewhere.
But she didn't hang up.
You crazy mother.
She must be crazy.
You know, Friday we're going to have the craziest mom contest for Mother's Day. All right, I'm just going to put the line back on hold and maybe she'll show up.
Crazy.
You still haven't found the Boston album?
No, I don't know where it is.
You know, we're looking, obviously, you know what song we're looking for, right?
I do indeed, absolutely.
Okay, we're ready for Tobacco Road. We've only got about 8,000. Up, there it is, Rob.
Down.
Right there.
Okay.
Great song, too, for any reason.
Got it. Now, I've got the intro here, and the setup is we're going to be calling a guy who says, minty fresh workplace yields higher productivity.
Hmm.
Okay. So now let me make sure that this thing is turned on. I go to that, right?
Bring up that fader.
I bring up this fader.
Yep, you're on, and then you...
And then we are talking like this. We are talking Joe Camel and Nico Team. Welcome to Tobacco Road.
Shall I call the guest?
Call the guest, and then I'll play the intro to our show over the telephone. Call on 444. We are these jockeys who have lost their voice boxes. But we refuse to give in. We will not stop working. We are going to speak to an aromatherapist about the workplace.
The Westwood One Radio Network, how are you?
Rob's voice sounds different than ours does.
It sounds up here.
So you can be on the show?
Hi.
Great. I'm going to put you on hold.
I'm Rob Spiewak.
You'll be on the air. You'll
be on the air. Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Rob's liver. I'm Rob's teenage colon.
Come on, David, you'll be on the air in a second.
All right, here now, let's get down to business. Very good. I'm going to play the intro to our show and allow the caller to hear it as well. Very good. Good. Here we go.
Ashtray, Malfoy, lung, chimney breath, tar, sucking, tobacco face, lung-infested yellow fingers, gears, opal-using emphysema-loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
Coming to you live from the studios of Westwood One, it's time for Tobacco Road. Good afternoon and happy Monday. This is your old buddy, Joe Camel, and I'm Nico Team, and you're listening to Tobacco Road. As many of you know, that's our theme, smoking. As many of you know, we are the only disc jockeys in America working without voice boxes.
We are excited about the opportunity that Westwood One has given us to do the show.
We are both cancer survivors.
We are indeed.
I have not stopped smoking.
Me neither.
I smoke through my blowhole.
You do a fine job.
And you are smoking now during the show, which, as you know, is prohibited by Westwood One.
I'm sorry, I was having a craving.
Joining us now is a guest from Phoenix, Arizona.
His name is David Schiller. David, welcome to Tobacco Road.
Welcome. Thank you.
It is great to have you on the show. How is your business going?
Wonderful.
I understand that you are an aromatherapist.
Yes, we've been aromatherapists here for over 16 years now.
Do you make any sense that smell like cigarette, pipe, or cigars?
You know, they have a tobacco scent. It comes from actual tobacco. It's an extract, CO2 extract.
I have always found the aroma of tobacco to be quite soothing. What do you think, Mr. Schiller?
Well, you know, they use it in, they use the oil in France to take people out of hysterical states in the institutions.
Yes.
Just one drop, so it does have some value to it.
I find smoking to be very relaxing. As perhaps you've noticed, or our producer may have mentioned, we are working without voice boxes. We are lifetime smokers. That is correct. And we come on the air and do our show weekly to show that people can survive smoking, and you don't have to get the traditional voice box.
We are curious if any of your aromas mask the smell of smoke in the workplace.
Yes. You can make a cedarwood mist spray. Use some citrus in a just mix it with some purified water, and use a very fine mist sprayer like a perfume mister.
Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Not even weed?
No.
Have you ever chewed tobacco products?
No.
A pipe?
No. The only vice
a
I have
cigar?
Is the scent.
Pardon me?
The only vice that I have is smelling aromatherapy scents.
I am here to tell you, you do not know what you are missing by not smoking. Smokers are getting a bad rap all around the world.
We are occasionally ostracized due to our missing voice boxes.
Well,
do you find that you are repelled or revolted by people without voice boxes?
No, it's fine. Do you know a lot of the cigarettes, a very high amount of the ingredients is aromatherapy essential oils?
Yes. They are attractive to me. I enjoy the aroma of nicotine.
Yes.
I enjoy the scent of a cigarette, even though most of my olfactory senses were removed during the surgery.
I am momentarily feeling a bit lightheaded. Pardon me for a moment.
Get a good one. That is my radio partner's oxygen. How are you feeling now, Joe?
Oh, Nick. Wow. You know, sir, we're talking with David Schiller from Phoenix on Tobacco Road.
He is an aromatherapist.
Happy Monday, everyone. Say, David, smoking is expensive, and so are the D batteries for my Vibra speaker. Are aromas costly?
It depends on where you're making your purchases. If you're purchasing from a wholesaler, it could be quite inexpensive.
Can you put any of your aromas in a regular pack of over-the-counter cigarettes? For example, cinnamon in a regular Parliament Light 100 cigarette?
Yeah.
Very good.
Nick, You silly ass. What? You know that there are flavored cigars.
I know.
You know that on many occasions I've come into the studio with flavored cigars. Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, citrus. Citrus, yes. Do they make flavored cigarettes?
Yes, yes.
Are they tasty?
Yes, wonderful.
Excuse us, we occasionally have to clean our machines. Who speak to you? Our guest today is David Schiller from Phoenix. He is an aromatherapist. He makes scents made with herbs and spices to benefit the moods of workers.
It says in his article that releasing rosemary into the air can stimulate the memory and make people alert. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. It's been, over the ages, it's been proven that the ancient people used the rosemary for that purpose also.
I find that smoking centers and relaxes me. How about you,
yes.
David?
Yes, it's excellent.
Are there any of your herbs and spices that fight cancer?
I didn't get you on that.
Are there any of the aromas, herbs, or spices that fight cancer?
We don't really get into that. We leave that to the professionals.
So you are not into holistic medicines. You are simply one of those guys who makes smells for houses and offices.
Exactly. Now you got it.
Can any of your scents or spices or herbs, can they help me with my stained fingers? My fingers are yellow.
Yes, I don't.
From really nicotine.
I know that citrus oils are degreasers, but I don't know if it would work for stains like
that. I cannot eat citrus fruit. It burns.
Yes.
Badly. But I still manage to have a smoke.
Yes. Well,
thank God for the Winston Cigarette Company.
That is true.
Yes.
Say, for being on Tobacco Road, may we send you a carton of your favorite cigarettes?
Do you have anyone close to you who is a smoker?
Oh, yes.
Good.
They're the finest people.
Wonderful.
Would you like a free carton of Marlboro?
Okay.
Marlboro Lights?
Yes.
Marlboro Mediums? Or Marlboro Ultra Lights?
The medium is fine.
The medium. And would you like that in a box or a soft pack?
Either.
Menthol or regular?
Fine. Either one.
This portion of the Tobacco Road Show is brought to you through the courtesy of Topol, the smoker's tooth polish.
And by Copenhagen Dip.
That's a good chew. David, we want to thank you for joining us on Tobacco Road.
My pleasure.
Good luck with your aromatherapy.
Thank you.
You would hold on the line just a moment, our producer would like to chat with you.
I hope you enjoyed your interview.
Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you. Hold on, please. Next on Tobacco Road, Zippo. We will be discussing Zippo lighters.
Happiness is a good lighter.
What is your favorite lighter? Call us at 1-800-CIGARETTE. 1-800-CIGARETTE. This is Joe Camel, and I'm Nicotine, and you are listening to Tobacco Road on the Westwood One Radio Network. Thank you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hold on.
Hi. Yeah, this is Rob Stein again. That was great. Thanks so much.
Ask him how he thought it went.
How do you think it went? You didn't by any chance tape it, did you? Because our tape got messed up. We'd like to run it again in best of. So we'll try and find a tape of it. Say, what's the address you'll need for those cigarettes?
I could do that all day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That poor confused mass.
He doesn't know what to do.
No.
They can't do it. They can't come out and bust us because they don't know. It could be true.
Great. Right. We'll send it along, and thanks again.
Ask him, finally, how he would grade.
How would you grade it on, like, an A to F scale, and how do you think? You've done a lot of interviews lately, no doubt. How would you grade us? Because we're always looking to be better. We've got a lot of disadvantages that we have to overcome. How do you think we did? Great. Well, A is the best. So like a C plus?
Oh, my.
Wow. Well. I'm going to have to speak to these guys.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'll speak to them tomorrow because they get so tired at the end of a broadcast.
Yeah.
Right. It's amazing. They're legendary. How old do you think they are? They are both 78 years old. Yeah, and strong survivors, but they can just get so winded. We'd like to keep you in our Rolodex. We'd like to call you back. How does that smell to you? I'm kidding, of course. All right, God bless, and we'll get those cigarettes out. Look for the box. Okay. All right, then. Bye-bye, then.
All right. What
he
what
gave you a B or a C?
A B or
a C. Very nice.
A B or a C. All right.
That's always going to get the big C.
I'll take a B or a C.
He was impressed when he knew how old you were. So he didn't venture a guess. He said, it's hard to tell their age, what with their condition.
Yes. You know, you're right about the best part of that is that no one will ever say.
No, they won't challenge
you. Hey, I think that this is a goof.
Hey, you're full of crap.
He went with it 100%.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's always that fear factor that if they, you know, if they try to bust us, that they'll appear too cruel.
That's right.
Tobacco Road.
What with their condition?
We had a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back, everybody. I'm Tom. We're back on live tonight, so the toll-free is up and running, and the color cast is on the air now for the 12th of November, 1997, CBS Radio and Television here in Los Angeles, California. You know, if today, if we were living in the year 1913, today's date would be 11-12-13, but we're not, so it ain't. Anyway, today I did a little thing called the Satellite Radio Tour, where Tom talks with guys and gals on different radio talk programs around the country. And I was chatting with Mike O'Mara and Don Geronimo from WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. And their motto there, by the way, is WJFK, less BS. So I'm sure that Jack Kennedy up in heaven is saying, well, it's the station with less BS. And I had an email that ties in with Don and Mike in Washington. A lady wrote in here, a family wrote in, they said, you know, Tom, every night we see you at the show there, you open the show with the wide shot, and we see the gold vase at the base of your chair. For heaven's sake, what is the gold vase? Actually, the gold vase is a spittoon. And what's in here, you see, I take a little breath mint between the office and coming down here to the studio, just in case I want to plant one on a female guest, you know what I mean? And then right before the show starts, because it's not polite to talk with mints in your mouth, we have what is called mint spit, in which I spit a mint into the spittoon. See, this. So one day, this guy, Geronimo, and Mike are in here from WJFK. They came out for the big primetime tour where they got to talk with the CBS stars and the lady who gave them the tour. They said, would you like to see Snyder's studio? And I said, well, we'd like to see, yeah, where he does the show from. They come in and they come over here and they see the old mint spit. And one of them says they took a handful of these and put them in their pocket and were passing them out on the plane. Oh, jeez. Strange things on the radio from WJFK where there's Lash BS.
The Don and Mike Show. Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's your phone number. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. New York. WNEW, 877-692-1027. Coming soon, special line from Philadelphia on WYSP. We got the Philadelphia Radio. Have just come in, really hot off the presses. Mm. We were on for half of this book.
Very good.
Now, let me see. I'll tell you the good, I'll tell you the bad, I'll tell you the ugly. And the overall listener category, from the fall book to the winter book, our time shift went from a 3.6 to a 3.5.
Okay. Mm.
However, if you look at a... If you go back to last winter, it's from a 3.0 to a 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're flat. Stayed okay. About the same.
All righty.
Yeah, we took a hit in men 18 to 24.
Okay.
Okay? Where we went from when the station played records, the last book, they had a 15.1 share.
Okay.
And we are now in sixth place with a 6.9 share.
A little work to do there.
All right. That's all right.
It's early.
Men 25 to 34. Here the rating is up.
Very good.
From a 13.1 to a 14.4.
Good news.
Right. So that's one number one ranking for the Don and Mike Show in Philadelphia, a WYSP. Men 35 to 44. And again, now this, you know, these are the ratings we bring in.
Mm-hmm.
5.2 to 6.6. From fifth to third place.
Excellent.
How about men 25 to 49?
That's a very important demographic.
That's a big one. 6.2 to 8.3.
Oh, ooh. I like that.
That would be from fifth place to second place.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. And
hello, Philly.
Then you have men 25 to 54, 5.5 to a 7.2.
Very
excuse
nice.
Excuse me, 5.5 to a 7.4. Which puts us in second place.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
So, what's
hey,
happening?
That's good news in Philly.
What's happening? Now, this is a shared book. We're going to have to wait until they break out
mm-hmm.
the actual month-by-month stuff.
That's how we'll find out how we're really doing.
But it's obvious to me, when you look at this, when you see that the share of men 18 to 24, younger guys,
mm-hmm.
has gone from a 15 to a 6.
Right.
You know, that's our influence.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say, when you see that men 25, 34 has gone from a 14.1 to a 14.4, and when you see that men 25, 54 have gone from a 5.5 to a 7.4,
right.
And that men 25, 49 have gone from a 6.2 to an 8.3.
That's good news.
That's also mm-hmm. real good. I would take full claim for that. As well as I take full claim for the men 18 to 24 number.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're absolutely right, and we'll have to break it out and see what's going on.
So, you know, for being the first book in Philadelphia.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. Now, it'll be the next book that is entirely us, that has none of the station playing records.
Right, exactly.
But I would like to, right now, just simply take the numbers that I have here from the winter book
mm-hmm.
and take some members of the management team in this company
right.
and roll this up and shove this up their bung.
Amen, because, brother!
Because the prediction was
right.
from some non-believers in the company
absolutely.
That, oh, as soon as the Don and Mike Show goes on, WYSP, my God, the midday show will fall off the face of the earth.
Well, I think we've proven them wrong already.
It ain't happened.
You're right.
So thank you. We appreciate it. It's a starting point.
Yeah, you know, we got the vibe in Philadelphia early on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after that wonderful indoctrination week, it was, you know, it was turned around very quickly, and we're very, very excited about that.
So those are some good, you know, I mean, listen, who doesn't want a 8.3 in men 25-49?
That's right.
That's number two in the market.
Wow.
That's
good.
I'll take that.
Excellente.
25-54. That's our wheelhouse, baby.
That's good.
5.5 to 7.4. Take that.
Take that to the freaking bank.
Solid. And you're right. Roll it up and give it to the people who deserve it.
Absolutely. Attention, Dan Mason. There you go.
You gotta believe.
You know his prediction.
Right.
You put down the mic on WYSP, and I tell you, well, within 30 days, I tell you, I mean, ding, 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 point and click, ding, 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 ding.
Go click, 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 click.
You put down the mic on WYSP, I tell you, that station you ain't gonna fall off the charts in the midday show. You put that on for 20 days during the radio, but you're committing suicide. You're committing click, suicide. Click, click, click. Click. Yeah, right. Big dope. Dumb Prince Valiant haircut.
Well, that's good news. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Thank you. All right, you can certainly do better, but that's a nice shared book.
Absolutely.
Keeping in mind, half the book was when the station was playing records, so half of those ratings belong to Cousin Ed.
Right.
And half of them belong to us, I would say, most likely, Cousin Ed. You're responsible for that monster 15 share in men 18 to 24.
I think that's obvious.
And we're responsible for taking it down to a 6.9.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I would say conversely that, we're responsible for taking the men 35-44 from a 5.2 to a 6.6.
I think you're right.
That's the demo the show pulls.
All right, there you go.
So anyway, thank you.
Every day it's something new.
I know a lot of people out there in this company have been waiting for that trend, waiting for that book. And this is not a trend. That's the ratings book.
That's right? The book.
That's the winter book for Philadelphia.
See how we overwhelmingly made the show fall off the face of the earth.
Right. Gotcha. Eat me. You goddamn know-it-alls. Seriously.
Those who can't do.
Man, let me just tell you something, Don. It's not that I don't like your show. I like your show. It's just I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I'm sure that if your show goes on, WYSP, there's going to be some major problems at WYSP. For instance, Don, let's look at the maximizer numbers. Let's look at the maximizer numbers. I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. That's what the president of the radio division sat down and said to me
right
before they put us on WYSP.
Yeah.
If that's not a vote of confidence, I don't know what is.
Well, the proof is in what you hold in your hand there.
So that one's for you, Dan, because you had predicted the day we signed on YSP would be the day the YSP fell off the face of the earth.
Mm.
And quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's good news.
Thank you so much. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what does Ken Stevens think?
I think Ken Stevens, as of now, is very happy.
I wouldn't know. I would like to get back. Well, thanks for waiting for the answer.
That's all we need. That was Jeremy Coleman going.
I saw him this morning. He seemed to be in a good mood. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, no.
This guy.
Oh, he's upsetting him.
I think that's great about Philadelphia and everything, but, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Are you sleeping in your car now?
I was sleeping in my car Friday night, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there, sir. Can you hear me? I think we got a little problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't have, I still had the tobacco road button pressed in.
Oh, there we go.
So he couldn't hear you.
He was starting to really whimper.
Yeah.
He was upset. You know,
we gave out the fax number there, and for the contest that I'll have to fully explain tomorrow about the hot wire with getting your mom's fares on hot wire. Someone has actually figured the contest out.
Okay.
Dear Donna Mike, here it is. I'm going to delete that out because I just said the wrong client name.
Wow. These things happen. It happens occasionally.
That would not be good.
No.
That would not be good to be.
No, you're driving down the street in a Ford pickup truck and you don't want to mention Chevy.
Right. So the guy says, Dear Donna Mike, here's a price for the visit I found on hotwire.com to see my mother. Actually, it's my mother-in-law.
Ah.
You see, she is terminally ill.
Oh.
My wife is now with her, taking care of her. It'd be a nice surprise to show up in Lima, Peru.
Wow.
Lima. On Mother's Day to
Lima.
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 Lima. I always say that.
Lima.
Like the bean.
Like the bean. Isn't that, is that where the beans come from, though?
After all this would be the last one I can share with her. See, what we'd have to do first off is find out, really, if the guy's mother-in-law is really in Lima, Peru.
Lima.
Did I say Lima again?
Yes, you did.
I had to find out if the guy's mother-in-law is really in Lima, Peru.
Right.
And if she's really dying.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's what we have to find out. Because then this guy might be eligible for the contest.
Dying.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Mark.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
How you guys doing? You guys rock.
Thank you. Oh, you're from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, thank you very much.
I didn't like you guys in the beginning, but you've gotten to me. I listen every day now.
That's great news. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks. We will be in Philadelphia 2 weeks from today.
Very good.
Doing a big outdoor show in Philadelphia. Let's see if we can call this guy in. Let me see. Hold on a second. He says you can reach me by phone.
Hello?
Hold on. I'm dialing the number up.
Hello?
Because the whole point of, the whole point of this hot wire contest is to send someone to see their mother.
Right.
Or in this case, the guy's mother-in-law. Anyway, I got to do this thing. I take the phone ring off the air. As soon as the guy picks up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling you now. Leroy.
Leroy. I love that name. And I love it pronounced that way. Leroy.
I don't think it's Leroy because it's not one word. And now, listen, you're not going to be able to play the game.
Hello, you reached Leroy.
It's Leroy.
He calls it Leroy. Hmm.
It's Leroy.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press 1 to send a numeric page.
No. All right, we'll just leave him a message. Hey, Leroy.
Leroy?
Leroy, it's Don and Mike. We're calling about the Hotwire.com Mother's Day promotion. We're going to have proof that your mother-in-law is dying in Lima.
Yeah, Dr.
Peru. No,
absolutely.
We're going to have proof that she's dying before we'll consider you for the contest. Sorry to be so hard on you. Happy Mother's Day.
Call us back in another team.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Time. I know time. Lima.
It's hard to do.
I got gotcha. You.
And I've been looking for him, and I can't find him, really.
Also on the fax machine... You know, we never should give that number out, because when we give it out, we get all kinds of
machine.
Crazy stuff. Like, Dear Don, Mike, and Buzz, and Taint, which I guess is you, Rob. Dear Don, Mike. Oh, no, it's Dear Don, Mike, and Buzz's Taint.
Oh, well. Buzz's Taint.
And mine says hello back.
New research into the Quran.
Quran.
Right. All right. Has discovered that Allah is actually God's retarded little brother.
Oh, no.
Please pass this along to your Arab listeners. They can be governed accordingly.
Boy, there's somebody who's, you know, got some issues.
Yeah, and nice pen.
And here you go. And here, now, here's some nice writing. Here's some nice handwriting on this fact.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Top 10 things I would like to do to Buzz Burbank.
There it is. There it is with Buzz Burbank again. Everybody's, like, taking a little break to tackle Buzz here.
10.
Okay.
Clip out Brown's stain in underwear.
Well, see, that wouldn't
roll
be possible.
Roll it up and suck on it like a skull bandit.
Oh, God, wow.
I think that is a compliment.
Wow.
9.
That's nasty.
Take peanuts out of number 2 and top ice cream with it.
Wow, somebody, Buzz, you have a real big fan.
8. Eat tapeworm out of moist number 2.
Oh.
Seems to be a fixation.
Yeah,
7.
I think so.
Pick teeth with Buzz's toenail clippings.
Oh, God.
That would be all
6.
Right.
Dry out the dead skin on his feet and eat it like potato chips.
Oh, ew.
5.
Oh, God.
5. Make a nice, rich gravy out of his runny number 2.
Oh, God.
4. Make salt lick out of his fresh number 1.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Rub it on my member and head to the petting zoo.
See, this person has a problem.
This person's got some serious issues.
Disturbed.
Number 3, bite into his boil and have the pus ooze out like, and then the bitch falls off.
That maybe is just as well.
Number 2, make pizza sauce out of Buzz's ass blood.
Oh, no.
And finally.
Oh, God.
Number 1 thing Lotion Boy would like to do to you, Buzz, is make Shamrock Shake out of his nose snot.
Oh, my God.
He said, as you can see, a lovely diagram.
Oh, is that him on top of Buzz?
I would guess so.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Anyway, that's
Lotion Boy.
Pretty evil Lotion Boy.
Get some help, my friend.
That is for you.
God.
Okay.
Boy, we fire up that fax machine, and all of a sudden they come out of the woodwork.
Then we get Dear Don and Mike. Hi, I'm an adult webmaster, and I have a client you may be interested in interviewing on your show. Anne is her name. Additionally, she has over 1,000 video clips of money shots, classic sea-sucking, and more.
Please let me know if you'd be interested in Anne for your show.
Of course.
And that is from an office in Washington, D.C.
Anne.
And then we got Attention Rob.
Yeah.
Very important. Please visit. Buzz, can you read this and go to this website?
Yes.
Okay, can you read it? I don't want to give it out on the air.
Got it.
It says, Attention Rob, very important, please visit, and it gives a website, and talk about it on the show tomorrow. You won't be disappointed. Thanks, your bathroom friend, Scotty.
I have no idea what that means.
Your bathroom friend. Go to the site and tell us what it is there, Buzz. Let's see, hold on a second. Let's go to Wisconsin. Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey there.
Long time, no speak.
Right, hi.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys know what's going on with King of Queens. It hasn't been on, like, in the last couple of weeks, and before that, they were kind of shuffling the days and the times around.
Well, I talked to Leah a couple of weeks ago, and what they're trying to do is figure out if that stupid show with the talking baby...
Right, that's going to be a hit.
If it really has legs or not.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're putting the show with the talking baby on at different times to see if it gets ratings. But
good luck.
Don't worry, Leah's show is just on hiatus.
I'm looking forward to the return of King of.
King of Queen, and that's what you're...
My grandfather refers to it as King of because that's all that's listed in the Cox Cable Guide.
King of.
King of.
Yeah.
And Buzz. And Raymond.
Thank you, my friend. Did you go to the website, Buzz?
I did. I have the website up right now. It is a website for people, I guess, who are interested in researching television shows. You can not only find out the titles and synopses of various episodes of TV shows, but they're also, Rob, and maybe this is what the email was about, they're looking for people to be editors to help put this website together.
Oh, all right. Well, it's www. I thought it was something.
Rob's always looking for a little extra money on the side.
I thought it was something good. It's www.tvtome.com.
That's why he dances.
Good for Rob. BFD. Yeah.
BFD. I thought it was going to be some one of those websites that originates out of West Virginia.
Rob.
Looking for the haters website?
Rob. Nazi.com.
Rob.
I found it. I'm Rob.
I should tell you, I just received a phone call over the weekend from Rob. Alerting me to an article in the Washington Post magazine about Hitler's ability to be an artist.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Rob's always looking.
Even on the weekend. Yeah. And I hang up the phone, and I'm laughing, of course. I hang up the phone, and Fried says, who was that? I said, it was Robe. What does he want? I said, oh, he just wanted to tell me something about Hitler in the newspaper. You know, and it's just, there's no way to explain it.
No, there's no spin for
that. Not a belly laugh from your wife after that one?
No, not really.
And it's the same way on both sides of the call, because I smirk, and Carrie sees me smirking reading the magazine. She says, what's so funny? I said, you know, Hitler could paint buildings, but looked retarded when he tried to paint people. And she just shook her head and walked into the kitchen.
Yeah, everybody shakes their head and walks away from you when you do that.
I said, hand me the phone. Don will listen.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
The Don and Mike Show.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man's
age to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now we are getting backed up. We've got more emails to get to.
Lots of them.
We got Buzz's news coming up. And we have prizes to give away. I'd like to try to real fast give away a prize. If anybody out there wants to challenge either Mike or Buzz in the medical information line game.
Oh, very good. This is fun.
Call right now at 877-365-3636. The national number, D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. It's a simple one-on-one battle. What I've got here is a number of a health information library, which was supplied to me by the insurance company that Infinity had four or five insurance companies ago.
They change weekly.
Yeah, and you can call up and you key in a four-digit number, and it tells you all about a particular medical ailment.
Right. And the way we play the game is to find which is the funniest medical ailment, and if we pick the funniest one, then we win that particular round.
Based on just numbers, then I'll give out a four-digit number, and I'll say to Mike, you know, which do you want? And listener, which do you want?
Right.
One of them will be funny, and the other one will not be funny.
That's right.
And if you beat Mike or you beat Buzz, then bingo, you will you'll win a prize. All right, let me start by getting a caller. Hello, Adana Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, great. Who's this?
Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
All right, Dave, you're going to play against Mike O'Mara.
Good luck, Mike.
Right. Thank you very much. Same to you, sir.
Let me get the line up here. Give me a second.
All right, we have to call the line first. The Medical Information Hotline. That's right. Important medical information on a variety of ailments.
The topic
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Thank you.
If you would like to continue this message in English, press 1.
I would.
See. Please listen carefully to the following options.
All right, then.
To reach our Health Information Library, press 1 now. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
Let me just check something here.
This information is intended to increase your awareness and understanding.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea is a common problem.
You know, I do miss our original guy. The topic you have chosen is diarrhea.
All right, now let me say that
in severity
I will offer two numbers right now.
Very good.
Mike,
diarrhea is
you know what, I'm going to let the listener select.
Like the flu.
Listener, you can either have 4-3-3-6.
Diarrhea can also
occur
from being emotionally upset. An alcohol
6959.
And
listener, which would you like?
Outside of the United States, eating certain foods that have not been cleaned
there,
and
listener?
Contain bacteria.
Listener,
the local people can't
Hello?
Eat the same food because they.
Are you there, listener?
Hold on. Which line was it? Are you there? Hello.
Hey, caller.
I lost him.
Oh, too bad.
He had diarrhea.
You want to play the game?
Hello.
Okay. Let me make sure that
the body fluids.
Are you still there?
Children and seniors are at...
Hey, Rob, how come I can't cover... Oh, I see why. Wait a minute. Hold on.
If watery diarrhea persists for more than 24 hours...
Are you there?
...seek medical attention.
Caller?
Certain food poisonings can...
How come I'm not able to...
All I heard was watery diarrhea.
See,
yes.
If I put the
cramp,
medical line
as
there...
As well as diarrhea.
I should be able to take that off and put the... Hey, caller? Hello, Donna.
Hi, you got Dave back.
Oh, Dave. All right, Dave.
With 1/4 teaspoon.
All right, Dave, here you go. Did you get the numbers?
Lost electrolytes.
All right, I'll give you two new numbers. Your two new numbers to choose from are 4416 or 4421. Which would you like?
Diarrhea.
4416, please.
4416.
Avoid caffeinated beverages and dairy.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions. Please enter the category number now. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are convoluted, swollen, and stretched veins around the anus.
Now, we're going to find out.
How do I beat that?
Now, we're going to find out, Mike. Yours.
I don't have a chance.
What was your number, Mike?
Do I get the number of the other one?
Yeah, the other one.
It was 4421.
Passing a large...
Gotta be
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Ulcers.
Ulcers. No.
Ulcer is an open sore on the surface of an organ or tissue.
You're a winner, sir.
The esophagus.
You're a winner.
God bless the hemorrhoids.
There you go. Hemorrhoids beat an ulcer every time. You want a DVD copy of Novocaine, the movie with Steve Martin and Laura Dern, available on DVD and video at Potomac.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Now. Let's see.
Increased after drinking coffee.
I got to figure out a way to do this.
Taking certain.
I
got to
figure out how to get it so that the listener. I know. Hold on a second.
Another
here we go.
In the majority.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who's this?
Gastric ulcer. Kenny.
Kenny. I tell you what. Who would you like to play for you, Mike or Buzz?
Buzz.
Okay, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Gastric.
All right. Here we go.
Elimination.
Mike and Buzz.
Decreases the ulcer recurrence rate.
I'll let Mike choose first. Mike,
the cause of stomach.
Do you want?
Partly be due to an
4952 or 7410.
4952.
Examples of this class of drugs are aspirin and.
Don't say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions.
What is it, deaf?
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Here we go.
Gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea is a common sexually transmitted disease.
And Buzz, what was your number?
7410.
Drip.
No way it can
there
be as
are
funny.
1.5 million gonorrhea.
Congratulations, Mike.
You're welcome.
I'm conceding early on
you're
gonorrhea.
Welcome. You said congratulations. I said you're welcome.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions. I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions.
That's dumbass.
Please enter the category number now. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Mm-hmm.
Back pain. 60% of
not
the
even
Americans.
Close. No. Sorry, my friend.
No, yeah, you should have picked me, sir.
You bagged the wrong horse.
Respiratory infections, including colds. Back
bye-bye.
Pain is responsible for the most.
All right, let's see if we get someone else here.
Each year.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who's this?
I've had acute back injuries.
Hello.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Elversburg, Maryland.
All right, Bob, who do you want to play for you, Mike or Buzz?
Or ibuprofen.
I love Buzz.
Aspirin, ibuprofen.
I'm so hurt. And Buzz, you will get to choose this time.
Okay.
Person has an ulcer, kidney problems, an allergy to aspirin.
Buzz,
or
you may choose from...
Spinal manipulation may help to...
4372...
Okay.
Or 5416.
I think I'm going to go with 4372.
Your back problem.
I'm sorry.
I've missed your dialing instruction. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Here we go.
Bleeding gums. Healthy gums should not bleed.
Amusing, but...
Bleeding gums now.
Beatable.
Or
Mike, what was your number?
5416.
Is infection.
I'm sorry.
I've missed your dialing instructions.
Hello?
Did we lose the call? The caller's
still... No, the machine...
I'm here.
All right, hold on. The machine just...
The machine broke.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
The stupid machine
seems to be having some problems.
I'm sorry. I'm not listening.
I'm not paying attention to you.
But everybody remembers, though.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Please listen carefully. Welcome to Inova Health Sources.
All right, what was the number?
5416.
This information is...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Rectal bleeding.
Thank you.
Yeah. Another win for Mike.
A winner for Mike, and sir, you're a big loser. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, sir.
You got to admit that rectal bleeding is funnier than bleeding gums.
Red blood may be seen only on toilet paper or in the toilet bowl after a bowel movement.
Ew!
This is usually from a hemorrhoid or anal fissure.
Fissure. Oh, let's go with one more person, okay?
Fissure. Wasn't that guy married to Liz Taylor?
Yes, he was. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
John, we're doing great. Where are you from?
New York.
All right, beautiful. WNAW. Who do you want to play for you? Mike?
I'm not stupid. I want Mike.
There you go, buddy.
I want Mike.
Usually are present with other symptoms.
Give me a sec.
An inflamed rectum is usually caused by an infection.
Don't take all the time you want.
The cause of an inflamed colon is usually unknown.
All right.
Other symptoms may include sharp rectal...
Who chose first last time?
I did.
All right, Mike.
Constipation.
Mike, do you want...
Pain, cramping, fever, diarrhea, and anemia.
6-4.
Colon cancer is the second cause of cancer death. It can cause rectal bleeding. Polyps are often found before the cancer is diagnosed.
Oh, dear me.
Polyps are small growths from the inner lining.
4557.
They may cause...
Let's go with 4557.
This makes screening for blood and...
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I missed your dialing instruction. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Ingrown toenails.
Oh.
The big toe is the most common location.
Buzz, what was your number?
Amusing, but beatable. Mine was 6464.
When the edge of a toenail, you enter your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Mm-hmm.
Testicular self-examination. Testicular self-exam is a screening test.
That's funnier than ingrown toenails.
It's close. Yeah,
examine mine now.
You got a testicular self-examination. Much funnier than ingrown toenails. I mean, it's a solid win.
You're a loser, my friend. Sorry, pal. See you later.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Luck of the draw. Sorry about that.
All right, how about...
self-examination.
One more for fun, for whoever...
testicular self-examination.
I do the same thing I do when I like play basketball with Bart. We have one last shot for King of the Day.
Very good.
So this is for King of the Day between Buzz and Mike.
King of the Day.
All right. Let me see.
And examine the testicles.
4956.
Roll the testicles.
I'm going to give you two good ones here.
Feeling for any unusual.
4956. Or.
Cord-like areas on the top and back of the testicles.
4419.
Examine the testicles for change.
It's a toss-up. Who wants which?
Swelling. Accumulation.
Scream it out.
4956. I'll take it. I'm happy
with you. You may notice. May not be cancer. Testicular cancer grows rapidly.
Hey, wait a minute.
Report any changes to your health care provider.
Hold on a second. Hey.
We lose it?
Oh, no. Hold on.
All right. Stopped listening to
speak to a health...
4956.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing in. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Vaginitis.
Oh,
irritation in the vaginal area.
Hard to beat.
Vaginitis.
Sure is.
To speak to a health source representative.
My number was 4419.
You know, stranger things have happened.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not confident yet.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Vaginitis.
Come irritable on. Bowel syndrome. Irritable
Boy.
Bowel syndrome.
That's
or
a judge's call.
Rob, I go to you.
I gotta go with the bowel.
Yeah, I gotta go with the irritable bowel.
Buzz, congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Gotta go with irritable bowel
Good
syndrome.
Game. Buzz is the winner, that's
followed closely by vaginitis.
Yeah, real close.
You know, you're going strictly on name, you know, vaginitis, but you're talking about the overall condition. You can't argue with the irritable
bowel
syndrome.
People with IBS usually have some of the following symptoms.
Yeah.
Abdominal pain, changing bowel frequency, constipation or loose stool, mucus in the stools, or bloating.
But Mike, you're both winners. In
other symptoms
you,
sometimes reported are heartburn, chest pain, and fatigue.
Uh-huh.
The pain is usually a crampy feeling in the lower abdominal.
Crampy.
It may to speak to a health source representative.
Now I'm just having fun.
If you would like to listen to another category, I'm sorry, this category is not available.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Bad breath. Bad breath, halitosis, may be caused from many things.
To speak to a health source representative.
Let me know what I get when you like here.
If you would like to listen to another category, please enter that four-digit...
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Pigeon toe, in towing. Pigeon toes, or in towing, is where the toes rotate inward, but the heels remain straight. To speak to a health source representative, press the star key or enter another four-digit tone. If you would like to listen to an...
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Colon polyps.
No, thank you.
Colon polyps are growths that stick out from the lining of the lower intestine.
Ew.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Home health care. Suppose you have a medical...
Not what I wanted.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I missed your...
Come on, this one will help everybody.
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing.
4412.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Listen up, everybody.
Constipation.
Yes.
Constipation is defined as infrequent bowel movements or difficulty in passing fecal material, also called stool or bowel movement. Another factor is the hardness or incomplete evacuation of stool.
Stool.
It is an extremely common complaint.
Stool.
All right.
Oh, I love it when they say stool.
Anywho.
How's your stool? Any blood in your stool?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love that.
Great game.
I love that. It's time to go to Buzz and the news.
In the news show. World where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz, I know the lead story. Let me tell you right now.
You got it?
The lead story is that Dan Mason, the president of the Infinity Radio Division, said to me, "You put Don and Mike on WISP, and I guarantee, first book station to go from a 5.5 to a 3.9.
Yee.
That was his prediction.
Yes.
5.5 to a 3.9. I said, "How did you come up with that number?" 5.5 to a 3.9.
God.
First book on WYSP, The Total Station, 5.5 to a 5.5.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
There you go.
But did Dan have a good time at the stadium?
Buzz, what is your lead story?
Today, Robert Blake goes to court.
All right. Is he on TV today?
No, that's still being debated. Not
All
yet.
Right. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comment. News coming and up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Supposed to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Not always. Friday on the show, the craziest mom contest. Bring your mom down to radio station WNEW. Manhattan in New York. Craziest mom.
Wheel her down.
She wins a trip. Cancun from Dos Equis. And if you want to win a trip to see your mom on Mother's Day at $1,000, log on to Hotwire. Find out how much it will cost to fly to see your mom on Mother's Day. And then fax us the Hotwire fare you look up at 800-636-6410. And now with news, looking at his watch anxiously because we have a train and plane to catch today. Sure. Here is Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Robert Blake and his bodyguard are in court today to face charges in the death of Blake's wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. The gun used to kill Bonnie a year ago has now been traced to Blake, who's charged with the actual killing. The bodyguard's charged with conspiracy, and prosecutors hope to use that to get the bodyguard to roll over on Blake.
I think the cockatoo did it.
The bodyguard, Earl Caldwell, is expected to cooperate. They say the cockatoo was a better actor on the show than Robert Blake was.
Absolutely.
Blake's lawyers, meanwhile, reportedly plan to argue that Bonnie was a bad person who hung out with bad people and that any of them could have killed her.
You know, all the networks are looking at this, thinking that they're going to get OJ numbers with this.
Yeah.
The fact is, Robert Blake is not as famous as O.J. was.
No, I knew O.J. O.J. Simpson was a friend of mine. Robert Blake is no O.J.
Not his beloved. And they're still debating as to whether or not it'll be on TV. Obviously, Blake's lawyers are arguing that it should not. The trial should not be broadcast.
I think he killed her in cold blood.
I'm sorry.
I'm a Robert Blake historian, and that is going back,
the 60s.
Back to a movie in the 60s.
Right, that's right.
Way back.
They ran it a lot on TV.
They
though.
Did. Mm-hmm. The government warning about terrorist attacks on banks is still in effect, even though the feds have nothing specific to say about the threats. On Friday, the FBI urged more than 1,200 banks in a dozen northeastern states to tighten security. The Bureau says it got what little information it has from a letter written by a high-ranking Al-Qaeda official who's currently in U.S. custody.
And now let's go to a hidden microphone to hear the bank, bank right down the street,
yes,
actually tightening their security.
There they are.
We did it. Yeah. Tighten the security.
Safe now.
No banks have closed today because of that tighter security, and the FBI says the bank alert is being constantly evaluated. A troubled Olympic skater Tanya Harding has been cited for drunken driving. Police just outside of Portland, Oregon won't release her blood alcohol content, but they say she failed the breath and sobriety tests. Harding was cited after an accident in suburban Battleground, Washington. No one got hurt in the wreck. It was 1994 when Harding was implicated in the attack on fellow skater Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh,
no, I said it. I'm sorry.
F-U Buzz.
Thought that alarm was broken.
I just want to say F-U Buzz.
Yeah.
It's your own news time you're wasting here.
Nancy Kerrigan alarm. I've never been Kerrigan.
Tanya had her whacked up on the kneecap.
Kneecap.
Thinks her bodyguard will take the whole rap.
The whole rap.
Hey,
it's your fault, Buzz.
I know.
Double R.
You could have done the story without saying it.
And you'll see. She's on the team. She won't be cut unless she's punched right in the guts. Kerrigan, that she.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Oh, dear. I thought that alarm was broken. 2 years ago, Tanya went to jail for a few days after hitting her boyfriend with a hubcap. Drinking was involved in that incident as well. In January of this year, Tanya was ordered to vacate her home for failure to pay the rent. In a brighter moment, she won a celebrity boxing match against Paula Jones last month.
Your mom takes it up the bum.
And her boobs look good.
Yeah.
So she's got that going for her.
Fake boobs.
Damage. is in the tens of thousands of dollars after an earthquake Saturday morning that was felt in New York and from the Canadian border to Baltimore.
Well, is it Star Jones got up earlier or something?
Apparently. The quake was centered near Plattsburgh, New York, near the Vermont and Canadian borders. Mostly it just rattled furniture and nerves, but it was a 5.1 quake.
Star Jones got a fart.
Oh, my God! And if that 5.1 quake had been centered in a populated area, damage could have been heavy, say the experts. As it was, the quake broke water pipes upstate and damaged some roads, forcing at least one of those roads to be closed.
You said Star Jones broke water?
Broke wind.
Oh, okay.
And Don said that.
Very good.
Agreed. Sounds like a little of both, actually. President Bush spun a Camaro into a J-curve over the weekend in Beltsville, Maryland.
Nice Bush.
The joyride was hosted by the Secret Service, which periodically shows each president their coolest security measures. Over the weekend at the Secret Service training facility, President Bush got to ride in a fake motorcade that was driven through a series of explosions. Then, driving a silver Camaro at high speeds, the president whipped it into a J-turn, a stunt you often see in movie and TV chase scenes.
Man, this is great.
A J-turn is used to avoid a forward threat. The driver throws the car into reverse, accelerates, spins the car 180 degrees, and speeds off in the opposite direction.
That's nothing he didn't do in Kenny Bunkport.
Quoting an aide to the president, on the first try, he nailed it.
I bet he had a lot of J-turns. You've had some J-turns.
Those were the days, weren't they?
I've had some J-turns. Well, yeah, hold on there.
All right.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, he does. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Actress Elizabeth Hurley's about to find out who's her baby's daddy. She says she already knows that it's 35-year-old Hollywood producer Steve Bing, but Bing says when they were dating, that was not an exclusive arrangement. He's not so sure the baby's his and wants Liz to stop telling the world otherwise. So Bing's gone to court in London to force a paternity test. His spokeswoman says he'd be happy to support the child.
What if the funniest three stooges married Elizabeth Hurley?
And Hurley Hurley.
Thank you.
And it didn't even work that way because if he married her, you know,
well,
her name would be Elizabeth Howard.
That's what she called it. That's what she called her pubes, though. The Curly Hurleys.
Curly Hurleys. Bing says he'd be part of the boy's upbringing if he is, in fact, the father. The baby named Damien was born April 4th. Hurley says she's
how you doing?
Faithful to Bing.
Hey, Mom. I hear the Donna Mike from the Donna Mike Show. Did you attend? That was before your vag was all stretched out when me and my pitchfork came out.
In sports, two NBA playoff games this evening. New Jersey hosts Indiana after losing the first game to the Pacers, and San Antonio hosts Seattle after winning the opening game there. And finally, a Danish man says that when he awoke from surgery, his genitals were, quote, burning like hell.
Beauty, beauty.
And no wonder the Ananova website reports that the man's genitals caught fire after he broke wind during surgery.
Oh, my God.
The surgeon was removing a mole from the man's buttocks with an electrical surgical tool when the man released some gas. The flames engulfed his genitals, which had been washed before the surgery with alcohol.
Oh, no.
He's now suing the hospital for pain and suffering and loss of income. He says he can't work or have sex with his wife. The hospital says there's no way the surgeon could have anticipated the man's gas, and the hospital calls it an unfortunate accident.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Isn't it Buzz?
No.
Isn't it?
No.
It is.
Yes. Listen. Send us emails and the computer will read them on the show. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. I know we have big guests on the show tomorrow.
Hey.
Get ready. Hints from Heloise.
All right.
You know, the lady herself? Or yeah. The man that writes the column?
The stupid broad. Also this week, Match Game 2002.
Hey.
And the world's craziest mom. We got to go. Be up at WNEW tomorrow. Thank you, WYSP, for the great ratings in Philly. And a good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob?
Tonight it begins.
Art lover. Hey, Dan Mason.
Oh, no.
Dan Mason?
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.